Good evening. It's time for high school football action to get underway on Sunny 101.3 tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs are on the road, and Auburn is up the road a ways tonight. They will be at Hooper to take on the Loganview Scribner-Snyder team. Randy Gatula, Tommy Grafton are going to bring you the action tonight on Sunny 101.3. Auburn 1-0 on the year with a hard-fought one-point victory last week in the season opener over the Boys Town Cowboys. Loganview Scribner-Snyder, they came up on the short end last week against Ponca, got shut out in that game. Auburn on the road for the first time. They played at home last week, so they'll take the road trip tonight up to Hooper. I had a chance to visit this week with Auburn Bulldog coach Tony Jansen about his team so far this season, just one game, and about what he's expecting out of the contest tonight. Stay tuned to visit with Coach Tony Jansen of the Auburn Bulldogs coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Rope Elizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robot's new.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's time now to visit with Auburn coach Tony Chance as the Bulldogs take their 1-0 record into the game tonight against Loganview Scribner-Snyder, team that got beat last week in the season opener by a Ponca team, 20-0. Coach, getting ready, coming off that week one victory. Good win last week. Let's start there.
Yeah, it was a good win. Yeah, I think Boys Town is a very quality team. They return a lot. You know, they're always going to be a physical team, a well-coached team. So we knew it was going to be a battle week one, and it was every bit of that. And I thought our guys fought real hard to be able to pull that off. And there's a lot we need to clean up, technique-wise, schematically, some things. But, you know, I thought our guys fought really hard. I thought we handled adversity well, and those are all things that we can build off of.
A one-point victory keeps everybody excited or nervous, depending on what you're, if you're a fan or a coach or a player. But a one-point victory opening up like that probably does you more good than winning a game, say, 70-0, like some of the games we saw last week.
Oh, yeah. I also think, you know, you want to learn from, you don't want to keep teams involved. We've been on the other end of that where we do keep teams in the game and then it bites you in the tail at the end. So, you know, we had a couple opportunities to put that away, and that's one thing we want to make sure that we get better at, is when we have those chances to really pounce on and finish games when you can. But yeah, at the same time, it does give you a lot on film that you can work on while still walking away with the victory, and obviously that's a plus.
How did it end up last week for your team on offense? I know you like to run, throw the ball some. What did you do last week?
We were able to run it fairly efficiently. I really liked what we established with the run game. And one of our strengths this year, I think, is we got a number of guys that can hurt you. Nixon Liguori at quarterback, Brant Galicia, Camden Taylor, Maverick Binder ran really well. All four of those guys put some pretty good numbers up running the ball without having to overuse any of those guys. As we talked earlier in the week, we started a lot of new guys up front. We have four new starters on the line, so that was a big test for us. And I thought those guys held up well, and they really battled, and they competed. And so I liked what we established there. And so we didn't throw it a whole lot, but when we did, we were efficient as well. Took what was there and helped open up some things there and keep some drives alive. So definitely, obviously, can improve in some spots, but overall, I liked what we did offensively.
Mm-hmm. This week it's been a little better at practice with temperatures, but by the time we get to game time tonight, it's supposed to be another hot weekend, so it's going to be really warm again this week. At least I know the kids will understand what's coming their way after last week.
Yeah, you'd hope so. You know, we dealt with a fair amount of cramping last week, and so, you know, it's easier to stay on top of guys with that or have them stay on top of hydration when they're feeling the heat all week. So we've been really stressing, even with the cooler temps throughout the week, to make sure we hydrate and ready for the heat that you see on Friday night.
All right, Loganview Scribner-Snyder, they got beat by Ponca last week, a very good team. 20-0 was the score, but you said, like I said last year, they came in there with like a house of fire in game two.
Yeah, they improved a ton from week one to week two last year. I expect them to do that again. They're a well-coached team. And that pocket team returns so much that I think that gives them an edge in a week one game where, you know, we've really stressed to our guys this week, don't look at that score. Understand you got a team that's going to come fired up. You know, like I said, they kind of threw the kitchen sink at us last year, different trick plays, things like that. We don't expect anything different. This is a group that really comes to fight, really comes to battle, so we got to be ready for that.
What do you expect out of them offensively?
Well, I mean, first things first, we got to stop the run game. I think, if we were to get hurt tonight, it's going to be with them establishing the run. So we got to be physical up front. We got to make sure we're staying well within our assignments to stop that. And then, again, still stay within our jobs. So if they do throw something at you that you don't expect to see, we do expect some unexpected, then we still got to be in our spots to do our job as well. So be physical, be aggressive, but do it within the system of the defense.
When I think the name Carlson as head coach, and I think back a lot of years to Auburn, you know there's trick plays in the playbook.
Yeah, that's one thing Coach Carlson was always known for. Again, he always had physical teams that would battle, and yeah, he always had a trick up his sleeve, and the apple didn't fall too far from the tree there, so we expect the same thing with Matt.
And you said this week earlier that your team stayed healthy through week one, and that's always a great thing to have occur.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that can continue. You know, sometimes that happens within the game. He has little ding-ups here and there, but overall, you know, especially in a physical game like it was with Boys Town, we felt pretty fortunate to come out the way we did there.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks a lot, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
School is back in session and fall sports are about to begin. Participating in organized sports is beneficial in so many ways, but be proactive and keep your athletes safe this season by making sure they have the correct gear. Get a pre-participation physical, stay hydrated, get plenty of rest, enforce safety rules, and don't play through the pain. Fall sports season is a fun time of year, so make sure an injury doesn't sideline your athlete. Some tips from Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you and good evening, everyone, from Loganview High School near Hooper, Nebraska. We're about 15 miles north of Fremont. If you're wondering where we are, this is one of those schools that's set out in the country away from everything, no community nearby, right along Highway 77, about 7 or 8 miles north. East of Hooper. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Very pleased to have seated alongside me once again, Tommy Grafton. Tommy, good evening.
Good evening, Randy. Thanks for having me back again.
Now, we want to tell you this music's going to go away, folks. They're playing that just as part of their pregame festivities. We won't be battling that, thank goodness, once we get into the nuts and bolts of this football game. Tonight, Tommy, we've got the Auburn Bulldogs. This is a team that's 1-0. They got past Boys Town a single point, 20-19 last week, taking on a team still looking for their first win and their first score. They were Loganview defeated by Ponca last week, 20-0. So Loganview has not found the scoring column yet this season. And got to feel good about that when you look at comparing records.
Yeah, it's records 1-0. I know Loganview. I spoke with Coach Carlson a little bit before we came up, and he's got some. He's positive, still positive, and hopefully Auburn can get another windmill tonight.
You mentioned Coach Carlson. I think most of our Auburn listeners are aware Matt Carlson played high school football at Auburn. His dad, Dave Carlson, coached for the Auburn Bulldogs. Matt is now the head football coach here at Loganview. I had an interesting conversation when I first got here to set up. The activities director showed up here. His name is Ryan Richling, and I looked at Ryan. Ryan played for the Peru State Bobcats from 88 to 92. He was there during the glory years of the national championship when I was calling Peru State football. So we had a little bit of a reunion with Ryan Richling here. We do appreciate the wonderful hospitality that we're receiving here tonight from Coach Carlson and from the AD, Ryan Richling. They've just treated us royally. We're right on the 50-yard line, a little bit closer to that public address speaker than we had hoped to be, but we'll do our best to work around that for you here this evening. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3.
And Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny, 101.3. Fall City is keeping it real.
All right, let's take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, the offensive starters for Loganview. Here's Tommy.
Yeah, starting at center, 185-pound sophomore Chase Hartman. At right guard, 175-pound junior Dawson Klug. At left guard, a 185-pound senior Weston Brainerd. At right tackle, number 55, the 170-pound freshman Chase Hibblers. Left tackle, 250-pound senior, Theo Windenhausen. At wide receiver, Gavin Rue, 195-pound senior. At the other receiver, 175-pound junior, Josh Egbers. At running back, 155-pound freshman, Grayson Cruz. At running back, 205-pound senior, Brandon Wupkin. At other running back, 185-pound senior, Justin Whitehead. And at quarterback, 165-pound sophomore, Truman Young.
We'll step aside for 1 minute here on Sunny 101.3.
For a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.15 APY on a 7-month CD. $10,000 minimum deposit required. Yes, you heard that right. 7 months, 5.15 APY. Stop in or visit frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
If you want it, we've probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Just going to put out that reminder, we have all of our Gravely lawnmowers. You have an extra rebate right now, anywhere from $100 all the way up to $1,000 on Gravely mowers. And don't forget, 48-month 0% interest with available credit. So come on in, check out our new Gravelys today, give them a test drive. Gravely, we'll keep you cutting.
This is
Are you
Sunny.
Looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellence?
And you joined us for the end of our national anthem here, performed by the Loganview High School Band. Quickly, the offensive starters for Auburn at center, Owen Rowell, a junior. The left guard is Cole Clark. The right guard is Lance Grinder. At left tackle, Eli Alberry. The right tackle is Jake Franklin. The tight end will be Burke Moody tonight. He's a junior. Wide receivers, they're going to list three starters. Maverick Binder, a senior. Traven Shaw, a senior. And Peyton Bowden, also a senior. All three of those will see action at wide receiver. At quarterback, Nixon Liguori, a junior. The running back is Brant Galizia. He's a junior. And the other running back is Camden Taylor. Taylor, just a sophomore. Well, they've still got 3 or 4 minutes up on the clock here. We've already had the national anthem. The teams are ready to go, I would anticipate. They'll take that time off, which they often do. We had the coin toss. It was won by Loganview. They have deferred their decision to the second half. So Auburn said they will take the football. Auburn will be receiving, defending the north goal to our right, moving from right to left, from north to south. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, they have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. Bruna Implement, Humboldt, Nebraska. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast of high school football here on Sunny 101.3. We want to issue a big welcome to all of our listeners here in the Loganview, Scribner-Snyder area. We know you were provided by the school with our website. Those of you that have found us here at mscsports.net, listen live and KLZA. Give your friends a call. Let them know the game is being streamed and they can listen free online to the broadcast. All right, Loganview set to kick the football away. They've got it teed up at the 40-yard line. Who we got back deep here, Tommy?
We've got Nixon Liguori and Maverick Binder.
Binder on the far side, I believe.
Binder's on the
on the near side. Liguori on the far side. All right. Ball is teed up at the 40. Handling the kickoff duties for Loganview will be Jaden Stillman. Stillman, just a sophomore. And he gets permission from the official that we can move forward, and we're ready to kick it away. Stillman teed up at the 40. Again, that's Liguori on the far side, Binder on the near side. They wait at the 15-yard line, and we come forward. We're underway. Here's the kick. Ball's going to bounce and be picked up on the far side by Liguori. Liguori comes upfield to the 20, 25, out to the 30, and he'll be dropped right at the 30-yard line. And that's where the Bulldogs will take over first and 10 at their own 30. There to make the tackle on him was Ryan Smith. Smith got the stop for Loganview. So spot the football at the 30-yard line, first and 10. The quarterback, Nixon Liguori. Traven Shaw comes trotting out, looks like to bring the play out there perhaps. Shaw, one of the wide receivers, Maverick Binder at the other. Split Traven Shaw wide to the right, Maverick Binder wide to the left. Back set in a shotgun formation. Liguori calls the starting count, takes a snap, turns, hands the football off to his running back. That's Brant Galizia. Galizia comes to the left side, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more, no gain on the play. And on the tackle there, Nolan Robley. So spot the football on the hash mark in from the left side at the 30-yard line. Auburn moving from right to left from north to south here at Loganview High School. Auburn Bulldogs 1-0. Loganview, the Raiders, come in here 0-1. Wide receiver to the left side this time. Burke Moody splits out. We got trips to the left. Single wide receiver wide to the right. In the shotgun, Liguori has the snap. Pitches back to his trailing back. The pitch runs air wide. Picking it up and being tackled is Camden Taylor, and Taylor had nowhere to go. Huge loss on the play way back inside the 20-yard line. The pitch was well behind him. Taylor, the sophomore, had to turn around and chase the football.
I'm not sure. That DN really crashed really hard. I don't think Nixon was really expecting that. Had to pitch it right away.
Now, Taylor did well just to get back and get on the football and not turn it over down here deep in Bulldog territory. They'll bring up third down now and about 22 yards to go. Third and 22. The line of scrimmage is at the 18-yard line. They'll mark it at the 18 on the right side hash mark now. Third down and 22. Here come the Bulldogs over the football. Nixon Liguori is the quarterback. He's in the shotgun formation. Wide receivers to both sides and a slot to the left side. Sets Binder. Now a miscue on the snap. I don't think the ball was ever snapped. Everybody just went at once, and that's probably going to be against the Bulldogs.
I think they're going to get him for an offside.
Really?
I thought that's what they signaled on the far side.
Looked like Auburn backed up.
Yes, well, a lot of Auburn guys moved with it.
Okay. Yep, it is going to be. Thank you, Tommy. 5 yards going to be assessed against Loganview. Well, every little bit helps when you're down this deep with that long of yards
right,
to go.
Right.
So now it'll be third down and about 17 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is at the 23-yard line. Third and 17 at the 23. Liguori has Taylor set on his left hip in the backfield. Liguori takes a snap, gives off to Taylor on an inside handoff. He's got a little running room to the 25, the 30. Out across the 30, near the 35, he'll be well short of the first down. But at least he got some field position back there. The ball carried by Camden Taylor, the sophomore running back.
Yeah, really good block out there on the edge by Traven Shaw, the wide receiver.
So they'll spot the football just inside the 35-yard line. Fourth down and 6 yards to go. Traven Shaw will be in to punt the football away. He'll stand at his own 17, 18-yard line to wait for the snap from center. It's a good snap. Shaw gets the punt away. It bounds inside the 40, goes straight up in the air, and it'll be touchdown at about the 40-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. And it'll be first and 10, Loganview. They'll get their first offensive possession with good field position. They'll start first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Tommy Grafton, our color man and statistician this evening. Auburn's own Tommy Grafton.
Yeah,
that Tommy Grafton.
Huh? Yeah.
You know, you think you know anybody listening tonight?
Yes, I know a lot of people listening. My phone's going off like crazy already.
Glad to have you tuned in tonight for Bulldog football here on Sunny 101.3. First and 10 from the 40-yard line for Loganview. Truman Young is the quarterback. Young sets in a shotgun formation, puts men in motion. Oh, now they just shift into a set out to the right. Now a man comes in motion left to right. Young has the snap, turns, gives off to his running back coming to the near side. That's Wiedemann. He's got room out midfield to the 50, the 45, the 40, and taken out of bounds inside the 40-yard line near the 37 or 8-yard line of the Bulldogs. Nice run there by Justice Wiedemann.
Yeah, Nixon Liguori knocked him out after a big run.
Well, Wiedemann had a lot of room coming around to the right side and got a big gainer. The ball is spotted now at the 38-yard line of the Bulldogs. On the right hash mark, the wide side of the field is to the left here for the Raiders. Loganview moving from our left to right from south to north. The field actually lays in here kind of southeast to northwest. That setting sun is off to the left of the quarterback and into his eyes a little bit. Wide receiver goes wide to the left side of the field. Tight end set to the right. Full backfield, handoff coming to the right, running forward with the ball inside the 35 near the 34. And carrying the football was Braden Wapkin, and Wapkin is dropped right on the 35. He'll have a gain of about two.
Grant Galizio with the stop there for the Bulldogs.
Second down and a long 7 yards to go, with the football spotted now at the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs, still on the right hash mark. Clock is running, shows 9 minutes to play here. In the first quarter, still no score in the contest. Loganview Raiders over the football. Josh Egbers goes wide to the left side of the field. A full backfield. They move the shift, both runners set outside the tackles. Handoff, keeping the football himself is the quarterback, Truman Young. No place to go. They'll get him for a loss of about a yard. The Bulldog defense was ready for that one.
Yeah, very good job by Burke Moody holding his ground and not going with the fake and sticking with his assignment there.
Burke Moody, the defensive end over on the right side, was waiting there. They get him for a loss of a yard, puts the football back out to the 36-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 8 yards to go now for the Raiders. Loganview has combined with Scribner and Snyder. They still go by the Raiders. I think Scribner-Snyder was the Trojans, if memory serves me correctly. Wilkin goes wide to the left side. Boy, they got a lot of shifting around that backfield. Looks like Canadian football almost, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Waiting for the snap from center is Young. He wants to throw. He's back, throws out to the left side. The pass overthrown. His intended receiver out there was Braden Wapkin. Wapkin had no chance at it. It was well over his head. It'll bring up fourth down and 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 36-yard line. You'd assume that's out of field goal range. Kind of no man's land here, aren't you?
Yeah, there's not many high school kids at this level kick a field goal this far. But
I saw one last year in the Class A state championship.
Yeah,
good. He was kicking well last night.
I was sure
hoping he was going to get a shot to win that ball game.
Yep.
Fourth down and 8. They're not setting up in a punt formation. They're going for it from the 37-yard line. Truman Young is the quarterback in the shotgun. Sets his two receivers in a slot to the left side, his running backs. He has a snap. He's back to pass. Looking to the left sideline, the pass overthrown. Intended receiver Grayson Krause, not even close. Good coverage out there on Krause. So the Bulldogs have held on downs, and Auburn will get the football back with good field position. They'll start this drive first and 10 from their own 36-yard line is where the drive will begin. That's the 36. The quarterback is Nixon Liguori. Brant Galicia, Camden Taylor are the running backs. Wide receivers are Binder and Shaw. Traven Shaw goes wide to the right, wide to the left side. Comes Maverick Binder. Single setback is Taylor in the backfield. Liguori keeps the football himself. He's got room. First down yardage. Midfield, the 50, the 45, the 40. On his feet to the 35, the 34, and down he goes. What a job by Nixon Liguori. Just picking him up and laying him down, running through the arms of would-be tacklers. And a big gain for the Bulldogs. Spot the football at the 33-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10 now for the Auburn Bulldogs. First time into Raider territory for this Auburn offense. Timeout taken on the field with 7:36 to play in the first quarter. No score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny.
Randy Gatula, Tommy Grafton, back with you here at Loganview High School near Hooper, Nebraska. Timeout on the field. That timeout was taken by the Raiders of Loganview. Auburn has moved into Raider territory. They have the football first and 10 at the Raider 33-yard line. The ball right squarely in the middle of the field as far as left and right between the hash marks. To the left side comes Binder, Maverick Binder, the wide receiver. Taylor is a single setback. In motion, from right to left, they turn, they give the ball to Taylor. He runs into the line straight forward, crashes forward, hard running to get about 3 yards. And, boy, he earned every bit of that. The sophomore running back was shedding tacklers from the moment he got the football.
Yeah, taken down by the sophomore Jaden Stillman.
We'll give him a gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 7. Bulldogs working quickly. Liguori with an empty backfield. Binder comes in motion left to right. Hand the ball off to Binder. He spins and is hit in the backfield for a loss of a yard. Back out to the 31-yard line. No place there for Maverick Binder to go. The defenders were waiting for him when he took that handoff.
Yeah, defensive end stayed where he wanted to be and made the play there for him.
Marks the ball back out to the 31-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 8 yards to go now for the Bulldogs. Clock shows 6:49 to play first quarter. No score here at Loganview High School. Nixon Liguori brings Traven Shaw wide to the left. Two wide receivers to the short side of the field to the right. Liguori takes a snap, runs the option, pitches it back to Taylor. He cuts back inside. Taylor running tough. Carrying tacklers with him inside the 30, down close to the 25-yard line. He'll be short of the first down by a couple. It's going to bring up fourth down and about 2 yards to go for the Bulldogs. The line of scrimmage at the 25-yard line. They're going to line up and go after it quickly. No huddle. Here come the Bulldogs. On fourth down and two from the 25-yard line, Ligori calls his starting count. He has a snap. He's going to keep it himself and run to the right. Ligori will have the first down yardage. He's got the football down near the 20-yard line. Should have the first down with a yard or two to spare.
On the tackle there for Loganview.
Look at this. They're going to let them line up without even – the ref didn't even touch the ball. They just left. Working quickly. First and 10. Bulldogs over the football. First and 10 from the 21-yard line. Traven Shaw splits wide to the right side in a slot to the right side, sets Galizia. Calling his starting count, Ligori now looks over to the bench. Long count up there at the line. Ligori still waiting for the snap from center. He's got it. Goes to his right, pitches it back to Taylor. Taylor cuts inside. He's down near the 20-yard line and wrapped up there. He'll only get about a yard on the carry. And that defense is starting to stiffen a little bit there for Loganview.
Yep, Braden Watkin again on the tackle there.
Football spotted between the 20 and 21 yard line. Really no gain on the play to speak of. So it'll be second down and 10 yards to go. Second down and 10 from just outside the 20 yard line for the Bulldogs. Nixon Ligori is the quarterback. Camden Taylor sets in the backfield. Wide receiver to the left side comes Maverick Binder. Ligori in the shotgun formation. This time he's got Brant Galizia set behind him on his left. Turns, gives the ball to Galizia into the middle. He's running tough. Galizia still on his feet. Breaking tackle from 15 to 10. A 5. He'll take it for the touchdown. 21 yards on the touchdown carry by Brant Galizia from 21 yards out. And this score comes, we'll try and look into the sun here, comes with 4:47 to play in the first quarter. Galizia found some running room, and once he got ahead of steam, they just couldn't get him off of his feet.
That broke two or three tackles in there to get in there and make a little shifty move there at the end.
Auburn lining up quickly here. Who we got kicking?
Traven Shaw
to try and kick the extra. Waiting for the snap. The ball is down. Shaw's kick is up. He hit the uprights, and he got in there. It hit the upright and went through. Traven Shaw, bank shot, corner pocket off the left side. Got her in there. The Bulldogs go on top 7-0, 4:47 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
The Auburn Bulldogs scoring drive took 7 plays, covered 64 yards. It was capped off with a 21-yard touchdown run by Brant Galizia. Traven Shaw kicked the conversion on a bank shot off the left upright, got it in there, and Auburn goes on top 7-0 with 4:47 to play here in the first quarter. The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Traven Shaw has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Shaw is ready to kick it away. He comes forward, and here's his kick. This will be a low driving kick. Bounces at the 20, picked up by the return man at the 16. To the right, he comes to the 20, the 25. He's out to the 30, and finally taken out of bounds across the 30-yard line. On the return there for Loganview was Justin Wiedemann.
Brent Winslow on the tackle there. Kind of got held a little bit, too, as he was making the play there.
Kind of looked like a nice return, though, for Justin Wiedemann. Nevertheless, he picked it up at the 16, got it out to the 31-yard line. 15-yard return. It'll be first and 10 for Loganview, working from their own 31. The ball will be spotted on the right hash mark. Loganview moves from our left to right, from south to north. They trail Auburn 7-0. Loganview still looking for their first points of the season. They were scoreless last week in a 20-0 loss to Ponca. Quarterback Truman Young with that full house backfield hands the ball to his trailing back up the middle, and he'll get short yardage out to near the 37-yard line. I'll have to wait until they unstack it.
Freshman Noah Hanley with the tackle.
Carrying the football was Braden Wapkin. Wapkin was your ball carrier. Give them a gain of a yard is all. Put the football to the 37-yard line. That's where they mark it, at the 37. Second down and 9 yards to go. Wide side of the field to the left now. Wide receiver Josh Eggers comes to the near side. Four men in the backfield. Running backs on either side. They shift outside the tackles. Young has the snap. Young turns, gives off to a trailing back once again. That's Wiedemann. And Wiedemann is going to be close to first down yardage. He just kept moving the pile. He got it out to the 45-yard line. I think they're going to mark him about a yard short here.
It looks like it's going to be at the 45 there.
That'll bring up third down and one to go from their own 45-yard line on the right hash mark. Truman Young, their quarterback, he's a 165-pound young one, though he's just a sophomore. His running backs, Wiedemann and Wapkin, are both the seniors back there. Young, again in the shotgun, as he has been, puts Wiedemann wide to the left this time. Young has the snap, turns, gives off to his running back set on the left side. Still on his feet, big, tough running back, 205-pound Braden Wapkin, carrying tacklers with him, finally gets driven out of bounds across the midfield stripe into Bulldog territory at about the 49-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Raiders of Loganview.
Frank Galitzi and Burke Moody on the stops for the Bulldogs.
They had a hard time getting Wapkin off his feet. Yeah, 205. Don't know how tall he is, but he's a big kid. So now the football is at the Auburn 49-yard line. First and 10 for the Raiders of Loganview, Scribner Snyder. Wide receiver left goes Wapkin. Setting a slot out to the left is Wiedemann. I don't know what the officials holding things up here for a minute now.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while...
Wapkin has the football down to the 35-yard line. We apologize for that, folks. We had a momentary power outage here. We lost the power in the press box. Football is spotted at the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Loganview. You didn't miss out on much during the power outage. When the electricity goes off, everything stops here, Tommy.
You're right.
At the 35-yard line, first down and 10 for Loganview. Raiders trailing 7-0 now. The clock shows 1:09 to play here in the first quarter at Loganview. Wide receiver goes wide to the left side. Truman Young is the quarterback. Young calls his starting count on first and 10, waiting for the snap. He has the football. Turns, hands the football off to Wiedemann. And Wiedemann is going to be wrapped up and hit, maybe lost a yard, back out near the 36-yard line. Good defensive effort there by the Bulldogs.
On the stop there for the Bulldogs, Camden Taylor and Lance Binder.
So now the football is backed out to the 36-yard line, where it'll be second down and 11 yards to go. Wiedemann and Wapkin are the running backs we've been seeing out here all night. Gavin Rui is a wide receiver. He's leaving the game, I guess, this time. I thought he was splitting wide left. Out wide to the left side this time is Owen Meyer. Truman Young from the gun calling his count.
waiting for the snap on a long count. Young, still waiting, has the football. Fakes the handoff. He's rolling left. Wants to throw the football down the left sideline. Pass incomplete. Great defensive coverage back there by Maverick Binder with the intended receiver. Binder was right there with him. No chance for a completion.
Yeah, Matt Binder right on the play, right on the receiver's hip. Nixon Midori, I think, the one that tipped it originally. But
he played that about as well as you could. Third down and 11 now. From the 36-yard line, 91 degrees at kickoff, winds out of the southeast at 10 miles an hour. There is a little bit of a breeze for the fans in the stands. Here in the press box, not so much. Tommy and I are looking into the sun. This press box faces west with a tin roof at 91 degrees, well over 100 in here. Quarterback Truman Young sets two men in a slot to his left. He has the snap. He's back to pass in the pocket. Here comes the pressure. Pass intercepted. Intercepted. At the 35 and getting the football. Who came up with it? Wait a minute. What do we got here?
He signaled it incomplete.
Oh, no. He caught the ball on a deflection. Oh, this is going to be something. The ball was deflected into the air.
Peyton Bowden intercepted.
Yeah, Peyton Bowden intercepted the pass. And I think the ref blew the play dead as an incompletion. You've got to be kidding me.
I think we're going to have an invert whistle here. Replay the down, Randy.
Oh, my goodness. Would that be something? Peyton Bowden, the ball was deflected off the intended receiver down near the 30-yard line, and then it was intercepted at about the 25 by Peyton Bowden. He got the deflection when the ball went into the air. The ref blew the play dead. Everybody stopped, and I couldn't believe it. And now the refs are having a meeting. Both teams are huddled up around their coaches. The refs are out there having a discussion on how do we handle this screw-up.
Yeah, by the rule book, if the whistle blows, inadvertent whistle, they got to replay the down.
Oh, my. And that the fact that a change of possession occurred is irrelevant. Tommy, I think you probably know your rules. That's going to be a really tough break for the Bulldogs if that's what happens. Right now, Coach Tony Jansen is clear out at the hash mark demanding an explanation. Bulldog fans are cheering.
Maybe they're going to give him the interception. We'll call him down.
Now they're over talking to Coach Matt Carlson. The referee and Coach Matt Carlson are having an animated conversation on the far side hash mark. It looks like the Bulldogs are going to get to keep the football. Now, if the inadvertent whistle, now let's think about this a minute. If it occurs after a change of possession, as they're returning the football, does that blow the play dead or does that take it back?
That's the only thing I could be thinking is I don't know. I've never was a part of something like that. So,
right, Coach Matt Carlson is making his displeasure known to the referee. He's animated, both arms flailing in the air.
Yeah.
And justifiably so.
Right, yeah.
If it's a rule, it's a rule. Bulldog fans seem to think Auburn's going to have the ball. Boy, this is turning into a long conversation here between Coach Matt Carlson and the man in the white hat. Now let's see. We're going to get a ruling here. We don't have him mic'd up, so we're just going to have to try and read the signals. What's he going to show us? Tommy, help me here. Preston Kent, Auburn. Bulldogs hit the football.
Wow, I've never seen that before.
Well, it appears that Tony Jansen had the better lawyers in that court case.
You're right, Randy. You're right.
He won the case. Well, it was clearly an interception. There's no doubt about that. The ball was deflected. Peyton Bowden grabbed it out of the air and began the return. As he started up the right sideline, now the referees are sending both teams back to the sideline.
End of the quarter.
Okay, that's the end of our first quarter. So after one quarter of play, the Auburn Bulldogs lead at 7-0. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3.
We provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lunsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LunsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lunsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Sunny, 101.3.
Bulldogs football, 6-10. They start at the 43-yard line. Auburn over the football. Nixon LaGoria in the shotgun formation. Runs to his right. Throws the ball out here. Overthrows his intended receiver. Looking for Camden Taylor out here. On the previous play we missed during the timeout, LaGoria had completed a pass to Maverick Binder on the left sideline from the 30-yard line for 13 yards out to the 43. That's where we are now. It'll be second down and 10 from the 43-yard line for the Bulldogs. Opening seconds here of the second period. We're at Logan View High School near Hooper, Nebraska. Your Auburn Bulldogs lead at 7-0. Tonight over on KTMC, the Fall City Tigers are hosting the Fairbury Jeffs. Andy Armbruster has the call for you on that one. Wide receiver to the near side now. Peyton Bowden is split wide to the right. We got a man in a slot. Maverick Binder in motion from left to right. Pitch the ball back to Taylor, the running back. Oh, Taylor is hit after a short gain out to the 45-yard line. He got 2 yards on the carry, but really took a pop from one of the defenders right at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, the hit by Caleb Nesson on the big hit.
It'll bring up third down and 8 yards to go now. They'll spot the football. Oh, they're not going to give him his. I thought he was out to the 45. Look here where the line judges marked it.
Yeah.
On both sides. Now we're going to get it in line.
Well,
just shy of the 45-yard line. Third down and 8 yards to go. Nixon LaGoria is your QB for the Bulldogs. LaGoria calls his count. He has the snap. He's back to pass. Pressure coming. Throws the ball over the middle. A pass is going to be complete to Maverick Binder down to the 41-yard line. First and 10, Bulldogs. Binder on the reception.
What a great pass. Set in the pocket, and we had Wogan in his face on a good
thrown
throw there.
Thrown were only Binder. Thank you, sir. The hospitality here is great. They're bringing us cold water from the concession stand. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 42-yard line. I have a feeling we're going to go through a lot of water tonight.
Yes, we are.
Here come the Bulldogs over the ball, first and 10. Bowden goes wide to the left side of the field. Single setback is Taylor in the backfield. Man goes in motion. That's Taylor. Hand the ball off. They give it to Brent Galicia. Galicia fighting back inside for a tough yard or so. That's about all down to the 41-yard line.
Another big hit. Owen Meyer leading the tackle there for Loganview.
Yeah, these Bulldog running backs are really taking some pops from the defense here of Loganview. We're in the second quarter now, looking into the sun here. 10:08 to play second period. 7-0, Bulldogs on top. The sun is setting right over the scoreboard for you. Makes it really hard to look over there. Second down and 9 yards to go at the 41-yard line. Traven Shaw goes wide to the left. Slot man set to the left. Taking the snap. Running with the football, Nixon LaGoria. LaGoria is inside the 40, down to about the 38-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and long, probably a punting situation for the Bulldogs.
Jaden Stillman with another big hit.
They'll mark the football at the 37-yard line. It'll be third down and 6 yards to go. Well, Traven Shaw's coming to the sideline, so apparently they're not going to punt the ball.
Going for it.
They're going after it, leading here 7-0 at this point of the ball game. Bulldogs, third down and 6. Again, the line of scrimmage is at the 38-yard line of Loganview. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Single setback on the right hip of Nixon LaGoria in the shotgun formation. LaGoria takes a snap. On the option, pitches back to Camden Taylor. He turns the corner. He's crashing close to that first down. Second effort might have got it. He carried defenders with him down close to the 30-yard line. I think he's got a first down on second effort.
Yes, he does. Second effort, first down. On the play there for Loganview, got through.
He was hit well short of the first down yardage by that first contact and took a couple of tacklers with him all the way down to the 30-yard line, got that extra 2 yards that he needed. So Auburn gambled, went after it on fourth down and 6 and pick up the first down. First and 10, Auburn. Traven Shaw comes wide to the right, also a man set in the slot to the right. I think that's Galicia. Nixon LaGoria all alone in the backfield. Throws it out to Galicia to the right side. He's at the 30 to 25. Shaw blocking ahead of him. Inside the 20. Down near the 17-yard line. Great job. Traven Shaw just pushed somebody into next week on his right sideline. Great blocking out there. And that gave Brent Galicia room to get to the first down yardage inside the 20 to the 17-yard line. Boy, it makes a difference when you got a guy out in front of you running interference.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
All right, first and 10 at the 17-yard line. Ligori has a snap. This time throws out to the left. Pass complete to Galicia. Left side the 10, the 5, and he'll be dropped short of the goal line inside the 5-yard line. Looks to be at about the 3 is where they got him. Now at Galicia, back-to-back receptions. First down to the 17, and now he's down inside the 5. Spot the football at the 3-yard line is where they're going to mark it. First and goal, Bulldogs. Auburn leads it 7-0. Quarterback Nixon Ligori has the snap from the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself and run to the right. He's hit. He extends the ball out inside the 1-yard line, just short of the goal line. It's going to bring up second and goal. I think they're going to put the ball just inside the 1, inside the right side hash mark. Auburn on top here, 7-0. Looks like where Nebraska was last night just before halftime.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully we can punch this one in.
Make a note of that. Don't go to the left corner interception. Here we go. Second down and goal at the 1-yard line. Nixon Ligori, wide receiver to the left as Maverick Binder takes the snap. Hands the ball to Galicia. He'll go in standing up off the left tackle. Touchdown, Brant Galicia. A 1-yard touchdown run by Brant Galicia, his second running touchdown of the evening. This one coming in the second period with the clock showing 7:38 to play here in the second quarter. Auburn goes up now 13-0. Traven Shaw on to kick the extra. The last one bounced off the left upright and banked in there for him. Let's see what he can do here. Traven Shaw, the senior place kicker. Ball is down, kick is up, plenty of length. Right down the middle, the kick is good for Traven Shaw, and our score goes 14-0. Bulldogs on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
8 plays, 7.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.
This Scoring Drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Well, a sustained drive by that Bulldog offense. 8 plays, 70 yards. A couple of big pass completions that got the ball down there went to Brant Galicia. Galicia carried the ball in from 1 yard out for the touchdown. The conversion attempt good by Traven Shaw, and the Bulldogs go on top 14-0 with 7:38 to play in the first half here at Loganview. 14-0, Bulldogs on top. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tosh Arm Connect presenting this scoring recap. Traven Shaw, the senior place kicker, has the ball teed at the 40-yard line. Set to kick it away. Shaw comes forward. The toe meets the football. Here's the kick. High end over ender. Ball is fielded at the 14, out to the 15, the 20. 25, 30, across the 30 and stopped short of the 35-yard line. The return man was Josh Egbers, and Egbers will be tackled. Looks like they're going to mark him right about on the 35. It'll be first and 10 for Loganview. They now trail Auburn 14-0.
Landon Krause, the junior, out for the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Truman Young, a sophomore quarterback, 165-pounder, has Justice Wiedemann and Braden Wapkin in the backfield with him as his running backs. Grayson Krause also sets in there as a kind of a wingback type running back off to the right side in this formation. They'll put wide receivers to the left side of the field this time. Wide out to the left comes Grayson Krause. A full backfield, 4 running backs back there. And the ball off, running to the right side is Braden Wapkin. And Wapkin gets thrown back once he gets to the line of scrimmage. Little if any gain there for Wapkin.
Lance Binder in on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Looks like they'll give Wapkin about a half a yard. Put the football just across the 35-yard line. We're going to call it second down and long 9 yards to go now. for Scribner-Snyder. If you're just checking in, the Auburn Bulldogs lead at 14-0 on a pair of running touchdowns by Brant Galizia, a 21-yarder in the first quarter, and a 1-yard touchdown carry just moments ago. Truman Young in the shotgun calls his cadence. Gives it to his running back, trying to run wide to the left side is Wiedemann. Wiedemann is getting taken out of bounds after no gain. Maybe lost a half a yard. Let's see where they say he stepped out. I'm not sure.
Looks like he didn't see it. No gain.
No, yeah, that down marker was pretty optimistic across the way. He actually lost yardage back to the 35-yard line. Our guy with the down marker was going to give him a yard or two over there.
2 yards there. Peyton Bowden and Burt Moody on the
spot. All right, so the ball's going to be spotted at the 35-yard line. Third down and 10 yards to go. Clock showing 6:43 to play here in the first quarter, 14-0. Bulldogs on top. Wide receiver Josh Egbers goes wide to the right side of the field. Truman Young, the sophomore quarterback, has the snap. He wants to throw. Looks to Egbers. The ball thrown behind him. Ball's incomplete. Josh Egbers, the intended receiver, out there on the right side. The ball well behind him. No chance to reach back and get it.
He had him open, too, if he'd let him a little bit. That was probably going to be a pretty big game for him.
They'll bring up a fourth down punting situation. Next week, the Auburn Bulldogs take on the Wahoo Warriors. And things don't get any easier here for Loganview. They'll be hosting Norfolk Catholic next Friday night. That'll be a tough one. Fourth down and 10 to go now for Loganview, Scribner, Snyder. We'll try and pick up the
Gavin
punter.
Gavin Rue's the punter.
Okay.
Number 5.
Okay. Rui is the punter. And back deep, we've got Maverick Binder to return it. Timeout taken on the field. Timeout Loganview with 6:39 to play in the first half. 14-0. Auburn on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatua, Tommy Grafton back with you. And Tommy and I are working from inside of a giant toaster oven here tonight. 91 degrees, the sun shining in the west windows of this metal press box with a metal roof on it. No breeze. You can imagine what it's like inside here. Has to be well over 100 degrees. Rui to kick the ball away. He'll stand at his own 22-yard line to wait for the snap. Gets the snap, he'll get the punt out of there. Maverick Binder back to return it. Oh, it goes off the side of his foot and out of bounds at about the 40-yard line of Auburn. And the Bulldogs are going to have outstanding field position. They're going to start 1st and 10 at their own 40-yard line. They lead it 14-0 here at Loganview. We mentioned during the pregame show just where we're located. We're at Loganview High School. We're about 5 or 6 miles northeast of the city of Hooper. Located right along Highway 77, about 15 miles north of Fremont. That's where we're located. Beautiful campus out here in the country, a lot like Tri-County or Firth Norris or any of those other schools out in the country. Here come the Bulldogs over the football. Nixon Ligori, the quarterback. Single set, Camden Taylor turns. No, gives it off to Maverick Binder this time. That was Binder set back there as the running back. And Binder does not get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll be stopped for a loss of a yard back to the 39-yard line. No place for Maverick Binder to go there.
No, that's good defensive play there by Caleb Neeson.
Folks, hear a familiar voice next to me? That's right. That's Tommy Grafton from Auburn with us. Tommy cut his teeth with us a week ago, did a great job, so we invited him back to his surprise.
We're on record pace from last week right now.
Yeah, you're 2 for 2. Here we go. Second down at 11. You're doing great. At the 39-yard line, second down 11, Bulldogs. Ligori calls his cadence, has the snap. There comes the pressure. Ligori, he's hit. And then he'll be sacked and dropped for a loss back at the 30-yard line. The defense got to him. Nixon Ligori sacked for a loss of about 9 all the way back to the 30.
Freshman Chase Hilbers with the sack.
I don't think Ligori saw him coming from the blind side. Ligori was looking for a receiver out here to his right. The rush came in from his left and got him from the blind side for the sack. It'll bring up third down and 20 now. Traven Shaw will bring the play in as a wide receiver from the left side. They rotate Maverick Binder, Traven Shaw, and Peyton Bowden. Those three alternate in and out as the two wide receiver spots. Wide to the right side in the slot sets Binder now. Liguori calling his count. He's got Galicia setting on his left hip in the backfield. Binder comes in motion from left to right. They pitch the ball back to the trailing back Binder, and he's hit immediately and dropped for another loss of 5 yards back to the 25-yard line. So back-to-back disastrous plays here for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Yeah, not a good series so far. Owen Meyer on the tackle for Loganview. Looks like we're just going to have to punt it away.
Loss of 9 on the quarterback sack. Now a loss of an additional 3 or 4 here. So that means Traven Shaw is going to be backed all the way down to his 10-yard line to punt this thing away. Shaw will stand at the 10 to wait for the snap from center. Punting from deep in his own territory. A high snap. Shaw goes up and gets it. He'll get the punt away. Oh, Boomer, look what Traven Shaw did. A high hanging spiral inside the 30, inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. Traven Shaw stood at his own 10 and hit it down to the 17-yard line. He kicked the cover off the football, folks.
I coached him with this punting stuff last year with special teams. He's got a shot to play college football.
Boy, that was a beautiful hanging spiral. Just stood up there nice and straight, and then he got the roll on it once it hit the ground. And you talk about flipping the field here. Traven Shaw had just backed the Raiders all the way down. They're going to mark that at the 17-yard line. At the 17, where were we? We were down.
It was fourth and 22.
He was standing at the 10, so yeah, about the 22, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty nice kick there. We'll figure it up here in a minute. Coming over the football, Loganview, quarterback Truman Young, sets a man in the slot to the right side. Young has the snap. Hands the ball off to his running back, trying to run off tackle to the right. He'll get short yardage, maybe a yard or two. Not a whole lot more than that. May have it out to about the 18-yard line. That's where they'll mark it down.
Lance Binder and Andy Taylor and Brant Galicia on the tackles for the Bulldogs.
They'll give him a gain of a yard. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go. Boy, you can't say enough about that punt by Traven Shaw.
He punted it from the 22, and it's at the 17. So
22 to the 17, that's 39. That would be a 51-yard punt.
51-yard punt.
How about that? 61-yard punt.
61.
We'll figure it out in a minute. 61, yes. Handoff up the middle once again. Still not a lot of running room. The entire defense for Auburn was waiting. They stopped the running back short of the 20-yard line. For you folks listening in here from Loganview, we'll try and get that ball carrier in a minute. Looks like
Braden Wapkin.
Yeah, Wapkin was the ball carrier, 205-pound senior. Again, a welcome to our Loganview listeners online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you tuned in for exclusive radio coverage of tonight's high school game. Third down and 8 yards to go for Loganview. The Raiders over the football. Young, the sophomore quarterback, looks over the defensive set. He has a man coming in motion, takes a snap. He's going to roll to his left and throw the football down to the left sideline. The pass deflected and knocked away. The intended receiver was Wapkin, and again, great defense by Maverick Binder over there.
Right there, right in his hip again, and making good play. The ball was thrown a little high, but good play by.
Boy, this Bulldog defense is looking tough in the secondary.
Yes, they are.
Have they completed a pass yet tonight?
No, they have not.
I don't think so.
No.
All right, punting situation, fourth down and 8. The line of scrimmage, the 19-yard line. The punter for Lakeview stands at his own 5-yard line. I assume this is Binder again back here.
Yes,
the punt is away. Binder may have a chance to return one. It bounces. No, it's going to take a Bulldog bounce. Had some backspin on it, landed near the 50, and then bounced back inside the 45. And Auburn is going to get the football, first and 10 at the 43-yard line of Loganview, with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to go here in the first half. Auburn leading 14-0. So the Bulldogs, Tommy, have 2:28 with which to work here.
Time to run a
2-minute drill here. Great field position starting at the 43-yard line. They'd like to get something, or at least get Shaw out there in field goal range.
Yeah. Give them a chance.
See what we got. At the 43 on the right side hash mark is where they mark it. Liguori puts Galicia and Shaw to the left. Shaw wide to the left. Galicia sets in a slot left. Taylor in the backfield. In motion comes Maverick Binder from right to left. Handoff goes straight up the middle to Camden Taylor. Short yardage, he'll get the ball down to about the 41-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 2 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go for the Bulldogs.
205-pound senior Brandon Lopkin with the stop for the Raiders.
Be sure and stay with us for our halftime show, the halftime show presented by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Bulldogs over the football. Binder goes wide to the left. Wide receiver to the short side of the field. Quarterback Nixon Liguori in the gun. Liguori has the snap. Flags fly and whistle sound before the play can unwind. Brent Galizia was the setback set behind Liguori on that set. This will go against the Bulldogs, I'm sure, here. Procedure penalty.
Oh, offside.
Oh, no. Well, how about that? Offsides.
I don't know about that.
Why'd they blow it dead?
Well, in high school, they jump off sides.
You're right.
I thought our tight end jumped.
Well, you thought wrong.
I thought wrong. Right.
Tommy, one thing about doing the broadcast for the Auburn Bulldogs, be sure and check the color of shirt you're wearing, my friend.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, you got to call it like you see it. Sometimes I've been in trouble for calling what really happened out there versus what our fans and listeners would like to have happen. All right, the ball has moved down to the 35-yard line. They haven't moved the down marker over there, though, yet. Second down and about 2 yards to go, and now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field.
No, I think the official, Matt Carlson, just wants to talk to the official, I think, what's going on here.
A minute 53 to go in the first half. Auburn on top, 14 to nothing. Both teams are going to their benches. Matt Carlson is cleared out at the hash mark talking to the white hat. We're going to keep it here live because the minute we break away for a commercial, as we learned during the hard way last time, they'll run out there and run a play. Matt Carlson having an animated conversation. Have you seen that scene before at Auburn a few years ago, Dave Carlson?
Yeah. I was even on the sideline in a jersey standing out there watching it.
What if Dave's here tonight?
He actually helps. He helps on Friday nights with Matt.
Oh, really?
Got to speak with him before the game.
Would have been fun to get him to come by, but if he's helping coach, that's probably not a possibility. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. That's Tommy Grafton over there, my color commentator and statistician. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer tonight back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. Well, the conversations have subsided. It's second down and 3 yards to go for the Bulldogs. The line of scrimmage at the 36-yard line of Loganview. The ball is on the right hash mark. The wide side of the field is to the left. Wide receiver Peyton Bowden is set to the near side. Quarterback Nixon Liguori has a single setback behind him, Galizia. Pitches the ball to Galizia. He'll run to the left. Cuts inside. Got the first down. Inside the 30. Down to the 29-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 29 of Loganview. Brant Galizia. Good job running the football there, Tommy. Shed a couple of tacklers out into the 35 and then fought his way down inside the 30.
Yeah, it looked like he was supposed to go outside a little bit, but he read the whole inside.
At the 28-yard line, first and 10 Bulldogs. Trips to the right this time for Liguori. 3 wide receivers to the right side of the field. Liguori rolls to his right. Looking downfield, wants to throw. Now he's going to run with it. Cuts up the middle. He's over to the 25, fighting to the 20, still on his feet. Across the 20, down near the 19, and they finally get him down. I think they're going to mark it right at about the 20-yard line. He'll get a gain of 8 yards on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 2 yards to go. 1 minute and 2 seconds, clock running here in the first half. Auburn on top, 14 to nothing. Auburn still has their timeouts. Liguori taking a lot of time here as the clock is running. Liguori has the snap. Hands the ball up the middle. That's Taylor. He's got the ball inside the 15. First and 10 Bulldogs. Ball around the 14-yard line. The clock shows 46 seconds to play here as we look into the setting sun right behind the scoreboard. Timeout taken by Auburn. 46 seconds to go first half. Auburn on top 14 to nothing. When we return, it'll be the Bulldogs basket football first and 10 at the 14-yard line. You're listening to Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.
Looks like they're extending this time out just a little bit here to let the kids get a drink of water. I'm surprised we haven't had more official timeouts for water breaks here tonight.
Yeah, as hot as it is up here, it must be a lot better down there.
Well, it was 91 degrees at kickoff and may have started to cool down since then, but boy, it's warm here in the press box, I can tell you that. All right, let's set the stage for you. 46 seconds to go here in the first half. Auburn is on top 14-0. The Bulldogs have the football, first and 10, at the 15-yard line of Loganview. Dixon Liguori is the quarterback. Camden Taylor sets to his right in the backfield. Liguori rolls to the right. Taylor out there blocking. He's going to throw to the corner. Complete Maverick Binder touchdown. Just that quick. A 15-yard touchdown pass. Complete to Maverick Binder. Binder made the catch, stepped around the defender, and took it into the end zone down here in the right corner.
43. Yeah, that was a really good out route, big 12-yard out route. Nixon Liguori hit him on strike. Loganview almost got his hand on it.
The score coming with only 40 seconds left to play here in the first half. Now we'll try it for the conversion. Liguori to hold. Traven Shaw to kick. Shaw is 2-for-2 so far tonight. Ball is down. Shaw's kick is up. Plenty of distance. And the kick is good. Traven Shaw, 3-for-3 tonight on extra points. Bulldogs go on top 21-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Took Auburn just 5 plays to cover 43 yards. They capped it off with a 15-yard touchdown pass. Nixon Liguori to Maverick Binder. Traven Shaw added the extra point, and the Bulldogs go up 21-0 with 40 seconds left to play here in the first half. Traven Shaw, the senior place kicker, has the football teed at the 40-yard line to kick it off here. Shaw set to come forward. Here's his kick. Traven Shaw, driving end over ender. Return man bobbled it at the 5, now picked it up. He'll try to return it. He runs out to the 10, starts to his right, gives ground back to the 8. There's a flag thrown, broke a tackle, still on his feet, and he'll be taken down short of the 15-yard line at about the 14. What's the flag going to be, Tommy?
I think you're going to have a block in the back on the return.
Boy, that was quite a kick. Traven Shaw got a toe into that one. The adrenaline must be pumping after after that punt that he had earlier. I think, if I'm doing the math right, that was a 61-yard punt.
61-yard, that's what I had.
If we added it up, 61 yards on the punt for Traven Shaw a while ago. Well, when you flip the field like that, that probably was worth a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, that's huge for us.
Yeah, because of where they got possession of it. All right, still waiting for the man in the white hat to give us a signal. Sun is finally getting down on the horizon here. We've been looking into that setting sun and having it shining into our booth here, into our eyes all night. Penalty yardage is going to mark the ball back inside the 10, down near the 7 or 8-yard line. And right about now, Loganview, with 29 seconds to go, has got to be thinking about just getting to the locker room without having anything disastrous happen down here.
You're right, Randy. Just get into the half. You're going to return the ball at the start for Loganview, so...
First down at 10 from their own 8-yard line. Truman Young is the quarterback. He sets for the full house backfield. Running backs on either side of him, a tailback set behind him. Takes a snap, hands off to his running back. They'll just run for short yardage off right tackle. Stop short of the 10-yard line, and they'll be happy just to keep that clock running now, I think.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I don't know that Auburn wants to stop it. It looks like that will, in all probability, be the final play of the first half. We're down to 9 seconds. Nobody showing any sign of taking a timeout. So Time will expire here in the first half, and after one half of football here in Loganview, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Loganview Raiders, our halftime score, Auburn 21 and Loganview nothing. Stay with us. We'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime show. We'll take a look at the first half scoring after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
Your robot will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, our scoring recap of the first half, the Bulldogs got on the board first with 4:47 to play in the first period. They put together a 7-play, 64-yard drive. It was capped off by a 21-yard touchdown run by Brant Galicia. Traven Shaw hit the conversion kick. He banked it off the left upright, but got it to go through and fall in there for him, and that made the Bulldogs on top 7-0. In the second period, with 7:38 to go in the second quarter, a sustained drive of 8 plays and 70 yards for the Bulldogs. Brant Galicia again getting the touchdown, this time on a 1-yard touchdown carry. Shaw again kicked the conversion, and the Bulldogs went up 14-0. On the next possession, the Bulldogs weren't able to move the football. They had a couple of negative plays and got the ball back deep in their own territory. Traven Shaw uncorked a 61-yard punt that pinned Loganview back deep in their own territory with that 61-yarder. They started the drive at the 17-yard line, couldn't move the football, had to punt it back to Auburn. As a result of flipping the field, Auburn got outstanding field position, and they began their drive at the 43-yard line of Loganview. It took Auburn just 5 plays to cover 43 yards. They did it in a very short period of time. They had less than 2 minutes to work with. They scored with 40 seconds to play in the second half. Again, it was a 15-yard pass, Liguori to Maverick Binder. Traven Shaw kicked the extra, and Auburn went up 21-0, and that's where we stand here at halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Loganview Scribner-Snyder Raiders 21-0. That's our halftime score. This halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can contact them at highlandcc.edu. And as we near the top of the hour, we'll take this opportunity to give you our legal ID. You're listening to KLZA-FM, Sunny 101.3, Fall City, Nebraska. Glad to have you along with us. We'll step aside, take a two-minute timeout here, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime. That's what's coming up. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Did you know that falls are the leading cause of emergency room visits? They can be more dangerous than you think, especially for older people. Staying physically active, including balance and strength training exercise, will help improve muscles and prevent falls. You should also check your home for any hazards, like poorly lit areas, clutter on the floor, or loose carpet and rugs. Having your eyes and hearing tested and checked medications for side effects, like dizziness, is also helpful. Remember, prevention is the name of the game. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies tonight with lows around 52. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 94. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 64. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
Sunny 101.3. Covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Logan View High School near Hooper, Nebraska. It's halftime. Your Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Logan View Raiders 21-0 your score, Auburn on top. And Tommy, we got lots of football coming up in the next week or so here on Sunny and on KTNC starting Thursday night.
Thursday night, the Kansas City Chiefs versus Detroit Lions on Sunny 101.3. Pregame, 6:20 p.m. Kickoff at 7:20. Mitch Holtis on the call for the Chiefs.
And then on Friday night, September 8th, 1 week from tonight, here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have Johnson County Central versus Nebraska City Lords. That'll be live from Peru with a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Scott Strzok from Johnson County will be joining me here on Sunny for that broadcast.
And also on Friday night, September 8th, Fall City Tigers will travel to Omaha Concordia on KTNC 1230 a.m. and 107.1 FM. Pregame 6:40. Kickoff 7 p.m. from Omaha. Lucas Freshel will describe all the action.
And then, of course, on Saturday, we'll have University of Nebraska Cornhusker football versus the Colorado Buffaloes. That'll be live from Boulder, Colorado. Pregame coverage starts 2 hours before kickoff. We'll go on the air on the Husker Sports Network at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. from Boulder. That'll be live on our sister station, KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1. Greg Sharp will have the call for you. University of Nebraska football coming up Saturday morning over on KTNC. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our Highland Community College halftime show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Hey, everybody. Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Just going to put out that reminder, we have all of our Gravely lawnmowers. You have an extra rebate right now, anywhere from $100 all the way up to $1,000 on Gravely mowers. And don't forget, 48-month, 0% interest with available credit. So come on in, check out our new Gravelys today. Give them a test drive. Gravely will keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Loganview High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Loganview Raiders 21-0, our halftime score. Our buddy Andy Armbruster is on the air over on KTNC, and in that game being played at Jud Brown Stadium, they're all tied at halftime. Fall City and Fairbury all tied up at 15 apiece. That's the game being heard right over on KTNC. Tommy, while we have just a minute here at halftime, I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to our presenting sponsors, Bruna Implement, your KTH dealer in Humboldt, Park Sales and Service, 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. Bruna Implement is our presenting sponsor for all of our high school broadcasts here on Sunny 101.3. We also want to say thank you to our friends Jake and Tasha ArmConnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. They sponsor our scoring drive recaps all throughout the season on both stations, on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. And new beginning this week, our halftime show sponsor, Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. And you can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Be sure and say thanks to them, as well as all the rest of the sponsors that you hear their spots running throughout our broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. Without their support, these broadcasts would not be possible. And some of them are a bit of a challenge. We come all the way up here to Logan View. It's a long drive, a lot of miles put on the microphone cords as we stretch them all the way out here to Logan View, Fall City. But it's our pleasure to be here and to bring you the ball games. And again, we encourage you to say thank you to the folks that help make these broadcasts possible. I would think they're going to put another 3 minutes up, but, you know, we're going to keep it here for 30 seconds. We're watching the time run down. The problem we run into, folks, here, if you aren't aware of what the protocol is, they normally put up 10 minutes for the half. They run it down to zero. The teams come out, and then they put another 3 minutes up on the board. That's the normal protocol. But that doesn't always happen. We've got fooled with that before. So we're going to add another 3 minutes to it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with third-quarter action after this two-minute break. You're listening to Auburn Bulldogs Football on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Logan View High School near Hooper, Nebraska. Randy Gatupa, Tommy Grafton with you. Tommy, did you get some clarification on that inadvertent whistle on the interception?
Yeah, so I spoke with Dave Grant, one of the assistant coaches there. So what happened was is they Logan View threw the interception, and as Bowden took a couple steps, the ref on the far side blew his whistle. So what basically happens there is then where the interception takes place is where Auburn gets the ball and moves on. There's never a coach that's happy when you have an inadvertent whistle.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
Yes,
I mean, obviously the ref thought the ball was chipped and went off to the side, and he didn't see Bowden intercepted. So that's why Auburn got possession of the football. All right, as we reported during the pregame, Logan View won the coin toss, and they deferred their decision to the second half, so they will be receiving the kickoff to start this third quarter. Traven Shaw, he's had a big night tonight kicking the football. It all started with a bank shot off the left upright for an extra point. He'll have the ball teed at the 40-yard line, and he's ready to kick it away here. Back deep to return it, I believe, is Wiedemann on the near side. And on the far side is Egbers. Egbers and Wiedemann are back deep. Here's Shaw's kick. Another driving end over end. This one a little shorter. It's going to be falling on, and he's down right there at the 21-yard line. No chance for a return by Josh Egbers. Egbers went to a knee as he caught that kickoff. And so that's where Logan View will begin this drive. They're trailing the Auburn Bulldogs 21-0. Logan View has now played six quarters of scoreless football to start the season. They were defeated 20-0 last week by Ponca, did not score. Auburn, meanwhile, posted a 20-19 win at home over Boys Town last week. Over the football comes Logan View with Truman Young at quarterback. Young with that four-house backfield back there. Now he puts running backs in the slots to both sides. Turns, gives off to his running back set behind him. Carrying the football, I think that was the carrying Justin Wiedemann that time, the 185-pound senior. They're both pretty good-sized boys. Lumpkin, 205. Wiedemann, 185.
Good fill in there by the Auburn linebacker, Lance Binder.
Lance Binder making the stop for the Bulldogs. Hope you're enjoying tonight's coverage of Auburn Bulldog football here on Sunny 101.3. Again, my name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Auburn's own Tommy Grafton along tonight. I'm a statistician and cover commentator here. Young calling his cadence in the shotgun. Waiting for the snap. He's got the football. He wants to throw. Going to throw deep down the right sideline. He's got a receiver, and a pass ball is incomplete. And now a flag is thrown. The intended receiver was Rui. Back on the coverage for Auburn. Who was back there? That was Brenton Wenzel. Sophomore Wenzel, defensive back, was back here on the coverage. They're going to call pass interference, I'm afraid, on Wenzel.
Yeah, he was right there. I think he just grabbed a little bit right at the end.
Yeah, it was a kind of a jump ball, both of them going after it, but Wenzel apparently made contact with the receiver. I don't believe they have completed a pass yet.
No, they have not.
Now, this is high school football. Even though this foul happened clear down here at the 45-yard line, it'll be a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. And they'll bring the football out to the 31-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10 for Logan View. And they'll work from their own. Where are they putting the ball? We're going to 37-yard line. That's where it's going to be. First and 10 at the 37. Truman Young, with all that company in the backfield like usual. Calling his cadence out of the shotgun is Young. He has the snap. He sets in the pocket. Pressure is coming. Throwing down the left sideline. Overthrows his intended receiver. Looking down that left sideline, trying to find Gavin Rui. And Logan View has yet, Tommy, to complete a pass here tonight.
Yeah, I tell you, the last two have been really good balls. Just out of reach there.
Just slightly out of reach. What have you guessed? Have they put up 10 tries, maybe? Have you been keeping track on that?
Yeah, the first half they had six.
Oh, whatever it is, they're over. They have yet to complete one. It's second down and 10 at the 37 or 38, about the 38-yard line. Second down and 10. Young puts two running backs in the slot to the right side now this time. Has the snap. Gives the ball up the middle. Carrying the football is Wiedemann. Wiedemann has met at the line of scrimmage and thrown back. They may have got him for a loss of about a yard there. Good defense by the defensive line for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Owen Rowell on the stop for the Bulldogs there. Did lose a yard.
Loss of a yard on the play brings up second down. 11 yards to go. The football is now back to the 37-yard line. Wiedemann and Watkin have been set in the backfield. Grayson Krause is a running back also. A wide receiver comes to the near side this time. I think that's Egbers over here. Quarterback Young. Again, the running back set in a slot to the right side. Young, calling his cadence, has the snap, sets in the pocket, throws the ball over the middle, pass incomplete. I think the receiver heard footsteps there. He was looking for Grayson Krause, the wide receiver. Krause was on a little slant pattern coming across the middle. Defenders were closing fast, and the ball went a little bit behind him. And falls incomplete.
Yeah, Nixon McGorry on the coverage there for the Bulldogs. Lane, a good hit there when the ball got there.
Yeah, fourth down and 11 from the 37. Punting situation. Binder, is that back?
Yes.
Maverick Binder back deep to return the punt. There's a snap. The punt's out of there. High hanging spiral. Blew it dead here. The ball landed down around the 10, but they blew everything dead. Let's see what this is going to be. They punted it out of there. We'll see what they come up with. Our referee turns to the press box. Wish he was mic'd up. Offsides against the Bulldogs. But that 5 yards won't be enough. They had fourth and 11, so it's still going to be fourth down and 6 yards to go. They just move them 5 yards farther up the field, and the ball is now spotted on the left hash mark at the 42-yard line.
Our right end just got a little quick on the snap.
Okay, the punter We'll stand at the 30. Got the snap. Got the punt away. Binder's going to run under the ball. Nope, he's going to let it go, and it's going to roll down close to the goal line and got into the end zone. Into the end zone, a touchback. They'll bring it out to the 20-yard line. Well, the clock shows 10:07 to play here in the third period. The Auburn Bulldogs lead it 21-0. Again, back at Jug Brown Stadium. They're all tied up at 15 apiece, Fairbury and Fall City. That's a halftime score. Andy Armbruster has a call for you on that one tonight over on our sister station, KTNC. So now the Auburn Bulldogs take over first and 10, working from their own 20-yard line. Maverick Binder comes wide to the left side of the field. Nixon Ligori will set in the shotgun formation. Camden Taylor, the sophomore running back, sets behind him. Two wide receivers to the right side of the field. Ligori takes the snap, hands the ball to Taylor. Taylor running tough. Just got back to the line of scrimmage, not anything more. He was hit in the backfield and had to battle just to get back to the original line.
You're right, Taylor. Jaden Dillman there on a good fill and a good hit.
So no gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Peyton Bowden comes in at a wide receiver and brings in the play. He'll replace Traven Shaw. They alternate in and out of there, wide receiver, along with Maverick Binder. Binder, Shaw, and Bowden, all three of them playing at the wide receiver position. All right, your quarterback, Ligori, in the gun, has the snap. Hands the ball off straight ahead. Lots of running room this time. Out for first down yardage goes Brant Galicia. He's going to pick up 10, got about 11. He'll have enough for a first down across the 30, and it'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Tough job of running there by Galicia.
Yeah, you got to give a lot of credit to the offensive line. They ran a counterplay there, and Owen Rao comes and pulls and just opens that hole really wide.
Football just across the 30-yard line. Needed 10, got about 10.5 there. It'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Auburn on top, if you're just checking in, 21-0. Bulldogs lead it. Last week they beat Boys Town 20-19. The folks here at Loganview still looking for their points, first points of the season. Ligori has the snap. Again, hands straight forward. I believe carrying it again is Galicia as he runs off tackle to the right side. Got yardage out close to the 35-yard line. He'll get about 4 on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and 6.
Jaden Stillman again on the stop for the Raiders.
Second down, a long 6, almost 7 yards to go with the line of scrimmage at the 34-yard line of Auburn. Second down, coming up. 8:15 to go in the third quarter. Auburn on top, 21-0 here at Loganview. Peyton Bowden is right out to the near side this time. Split wide out to the right is Burke Moody. They run the option. Pitch the ball back to the trailing back. Trying to turn the corner and running. Tough out across the midfield to the 50, to the 45. On his feet to the 40 and tackled at the 35-yard line. Carrying the football was Brant Galicia. Galicia just weaving and bobbing his way through defenders out there, breaking tackles. Great job by Galicia. We've got a flag back on the field, back near the 42-yard line. This may be coming back, folks.
Unsportsmanlike.
Oh, unsportsmanlike on Loganview. The play will stand. That fine job of running by Brant Galicia took the football clear down to the 35-yard line, and then the unsportsmanlike flag is thrown. And that's going to cost Loganview penalty yardage on top of the fine run by Galicia. And all of a sudden, Auburn is going to be setting up shop downfield here with great field position.
Oh, my mistake. That must have just been a sideline warning for him.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Coaches must have got a little too far out.
All right. We misread that as an unsportsmanlike call, a sideline warning. On the keeper, running to the right side, Ligori. And Ligori's got the ball down to the 31-yard line. He'll have a gain of 5. It'll bring up second down, 5 yards to go. Yeah, the unsportsmanlike call on the sideline warning look a lot alike.
Yes, they do.
That's our mistake. We apologize for that confusion. 7:27 to go, third quarter, 21-0. Auburn on top here at Loganview High School. They come over the football. Second down, a long 5 yards to go from the 31-yard line. Nixon Ligori with a spread set formation. Single set back in the backfield is Taylor. Two wide outs to the left. In a slot to the left side is Galicia. Wide to the left is Maverick Binder. Ligori runs the option, pitches back to Taylor, the trailing back. Taylor crashes into the defenders. He'll have short yardage. fights his way down to about the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up third down, and I think still about 4 yards to go.
Got a slew of Raiders there on the tackle on the sideline.
Mark the ball on the hash mark in from the right side. Auburn going from our right to left, from north to south here. The sun has finally gone down below the horizon. Hopefully that's cooling things down a little out there. It's still hotter than Dickens inside this press box, isn't it, Tommy?
Yes, it is. And I can talk to people putting jackets on out there.
Tommy's on his third bottle of water already.
Yes, I am.
Third down and four at the 30-yard line for the Bulldogs. Nixon Liguori. Spread formation. Wide receivers left. Liguori pitches back to the trailing back. Galicia lost his footing and goes down in the backfield. He went down unassisted that time. His feet just went out from under him. And he'll be dropped at the 31-yard line. Loss of about a half a yard there. Bring up fourth down and five. Well, Tommy, you're up 21 to nothing here midway through the third quarter. You've got the ball fourth and five. If you punt it, you're probably going to end up in the end zone.
Yeah.
So do you go after it? They did earlier tonight, and it worked.
I think so. I think he's going to go for it.
Fourth down and five, just outside the 30-yard line. Liguori brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Bowden comes wide to the left. Galicia sets in a slot to the left. Maverick Binder slot to the right side. Looks like Moody is the wide receiver right. They come with a man in motion. Rolling right. Liguori throws the ball complete. Down inside the 25 for the first down, and making the reception was Maverick Binder. Binder caught that thing on the sideline, then tiptoed out of bounds and up for the first down. Binder puts the football down to about the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Bulldogs. So Auburn, for the second time tonight, have gone after it on fourth and six, and they've been successful on both attempts.
Yeah, the sprint out to the right, and they call it levels, where they've got out routes at 5 and 10.
Now on first and 10 from the 22-yard line, Nixon Liguori looks over three down linemen, takes a snap, hands the ball to Taylor. Taylor fights to the 20. He gets hit at the 20 and thrown back after a gain of a couple, not much more than that. Should bring up second down and about 8 yards to go near the 20-yard line.
Josh Egbers on the tackle for the Raiders.
Tommy, it's all yours. I'm taking a water break.
Yeah. Auburn's got a good drive, after forcing the Raiders to punt. Good, solid, just smash-mouth football going on right now.
Could the listeners hear how good that drink of water
tasted? Oh, yes, they did.
Boy, it's a hot one out there.
Yes,
this is as warm as I've been in a while. All right, second down, 8 yards to go. At the 20-yard line, empty backfield for Nixon Liguori. Has a snap, complete to Binder on the right side. He's at the 20, the 15, down the right sideline, taken out of bounds. I think he's going to be just shy of the first down. He got knocked out of bounds somewhere near the 12 or 13-yard line. Looks like he's going to be about a yard short. Going to bring up third down and one, and they're going to spot the football on the 13-yard line. He needed the 12 for first down yardage.
Yeah, Auburn was lucky there. They rolled the snap back to Nixon.
Yeah, came rolling back on the ground, didn't it? All right, third down and one from the 13-yard line. The ball is on the right hash mark. Traven Shaw comes wide to the left as a wide receiver. Wide to the right is Maverick Binder. Whoops, we got people jumping off sides. I don't see. Yeah, now there's a flag on the far sideline. The defenders are pointing at the Bulldog offensive line. We had a flag come in from the far side. What happened here?
I'm not sure. I know both teams had somebody move, so I don't know what.
Isn't that a flag on the ground over there?
Yep, there's two flags.
So what are we doing? There's a flag laying here on the ground. There's a flag on the far side of the ground.
All start on Auburn.
Okay, now they're
all start.
Well, we're into the third week of the season. You'd like to think they'd have it cleaned up a little bit here, but I have too many buddies that are officials for me to say a whole lot here, but they are struggling a bit. It's going to bring up third down and six now after a false start by Auburn. 5 yard penalty against the Bulldogs. Third down and 6 yards to go. The line of scrimmage will be at the 18-yard line on the right hash mark. Nixon Liguori puts Traven Shaw wide to the left side. Maverick Binder splits wide to the right. Hand the ball to Galicia straight up the middle. Galicia dives forward, and he'll have yardage down. Where are they going to mark it? Near the 15, just outside the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down, actually at the 17. Fourth down and five to go. Well, they've gone for it twice on fourth and six and been successful both times. Let's see if they can pull it off a third time in a row here, leading 21-0 in the ball game with 4:05 to go in this third quarter. Auburn facing fourth down and five at the 17-yard line of Loganview will go after it. They'll put trips to the left this time, an empty backfield for Ligori. Oh, a bad snap. Ligori in trouble. Fumbles the football. It's going to be a scooping down the left sideline for Loganview with the football. It's a foot race, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Oh, he threw the ball out of bounds. He thought he was at the goal line, and the kid threw the ball out of bounds at the 10. He thought he was at the goal line, and the ball flipped out of bounds. Did he just lose it, or did he throw it?
He just lost it.
I thought maybe he threw it out of bounds thinking he had crossed the goal line. Nobody touched him. He was running an open field, and the ball went out of bounds.
No play.
And they're going to mark it where it went out. He had a sure touchdown on the scoop and score there. Boy, this is a big turn of events. The bad snap from center. And then as Ligori tried to pick it up and get rid of it, he bobbled the ball. It was scooped up. The return man took it down the left sideline all the way down to the 4-yard line. It's first and 10 Loganview at the 4. Calling their count is Young. Hands it into the middle. Tried to run it straight between guard and tackle and got nothing. They stopped him right at the line of scrimmage at the 4-yard line. Big defensive stand by the line there for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the D-line and Burt Moody pulled him back. No gain there. I got to give some credit to Auburn there a little bit. Our starting left guard, Cole Clark, chases him down.
He was reeling him in, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, he was catching up to him, but I think the kid must have just had the ball pop out of his hand. He was running as hard as he could and pumping those arms. All right, Truman Young with the full house backfield. Second and goal at the 4-yard line. Young has the snap. Hands the ball running off the right side. And in for the touchdown. A 4-yard touchdown carry. Braden Wapkin. Wapkin takes it in from 4 yards out. After that bobbled ball, Braden Wapkin with the touchdown. Tommy?
Yeah, that's just right up the middle. Big hole for the kid. Got right in there for the touchdown there for their first touchdown of the season.
All right, the score comes with 2:55 to play here in the third quarter, and now we'll line up to try for the conversion.
Swing and gate here.
What are we doing here?
Swing
and gate. They're lined up like they're going to kick it, though. In to kick the ball is Josh Egbers. We wait for the snap from center. Holding is Wiedemann. Egbers to kick. Waiting for the snap. The ball is down. Egbers' kick is up. He's got the length. And the kick is good. Egbers on the kick, and the score is now 21-7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This Scoring Drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Well, after the fumble recovery was turned all the way to the 4-yard line, took just 2 plays to go 4 yards, capped off with a 4-yard run by Braden Wapkin. Josh Egbers kicked the conversion. Our score 21-7. Bulldogs on top. 2:55 to play here in the third quarter. And that kind of changes the complexion of the ball game now. Ready to kick it away is Loganview. Here's the kick. Driving low end over ender. Going to be picked up by Maverick Binder at the 15-yard line. Starts up the left sideline to the 20. Hit and drop to the 22. And then a late hit. And flags come in. Binder was on the ground. And somebody came in and piled on and nailed him. And that'll be a late hit. A couple of flags were thrown on it. Binder was undoubtedly down and on the ground when another player came in.
Yeah, I think the
Well, the Logan View adrenaline's got to be pumping after getting down there and getting the score. You can kind of understand how the kids get excited, but obviously a late hit on Maverick Binder as he was down on the ground when the defender came in and put a good pop on him. Binder popped right up. He's okay. I'd like to see the video and the replay on that scoop and attempt to score.
I would too.
On whether the young man just lost the handle on it and it got away. It almost looked to me when I called it live in real time like he flipped the ball out.
Thinking
he had crossed the goal line.
Right.
And he had not. He was only to the five. He wasn't to the goal line yet. And it looked for all the world to me like he just flipped the ball. Hey, I just scored. And then realized he wasn't into the end zone. Well, we're having a long discussion by the officials. This is taking a lot longer to figure out than you would normally expect because it seemed to be a pretty clear-cut case of a late hit on the return man after he was on the ground. Now Coach Tony Jansen's out talking to the man in the white cap. Coach Tony Jansen and Coach Matt Carlson have got well acquainted with our referee tonight here. They introduced themselves early.
Yes, they did.
And have communicated on a regular basis. What's the white hat going to tell us? Now, walking all the way across the field from the other way, comes Matt Carlson. He's clear out to the hash mark on the far side. All the discussion's been here on the near side where the infraction occurred. The referee trying to turn to his fellow refs here for some support. Now he turns his attention to the press box, and we should get a signal here. They throw a beanbag down. What on earth? They're throwing a beanbag after all of this at the 27th. What's the call?
Blindside block on Auburn.
Personal foul.
Late hit. Logan View.
Okay. So a blindside block on the Bulldogs. We had two infractions here. That's what all this tit-for-tat is about here, trying to figure out who did what. Now, that all happened near the 25 is where that hit happened. Is that where they're going to start marking things off? Or are they just going to offset? What are you going to see here, Tommy? Put on your coaching hat for a minute.
I don't know, Grant. I honestly cannot tell you why they stepped off the 15 and then came back and added. Somehow Auburn got 3-4 yards off the deal.
Well, Bulldogs end up with a football first and 10 at the 26-yard line. Auburn will take it over. They lead 21-7 now after that fumble was returned all the way to the 4-yard line and then turned into a touchdown and extra point by Logan View. That was their first scoring points of the season. The quarterback, Nixon Liguori, takes the snap, turns, gives it off. Running forward is Taylor. You know, this sophomore is a tough running kid. Camden Taylor, just a sophomore for the Auburn Bulldogs, and he just takes on defenders head on, not afraid of those big defensive linemen in there. And he gets 3 yards on the carry, puts the football just shy of the 30-yard line on the left hash mark. It'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, Camden Taylor is a kid that he works really hard in the weight room, and it shows for a sophomore to be running that hard right now.
2 minutes, 17 seconds to play. It's a nice evening out there if you get outside the press box.
Yeah, that's what I said. I saw people put jackets on out there.
All right, second down and 7 yards to go for the Bulldogs, just inside their own 30. Nixon Liguori puts Maverick Binder in motion. Liguori's going to keep it himself. He dives forward. He'll have a gain across the 30, out to about the 33-yard line is where they'll mark it. And he'll be about 3 yards short of the first down. It'll bring up third down and a long 3 to go for the Bulldogs. Kind of important here, Tommy, that Auburn puts together a sustained drive. You don't want to give them too much momentum after they just got that score and they're fired up. That was their first points of the season. They had played 6 scoreless quarters last week, came out empty against Ponca, and that's going to fire this team up.
Yeah, Auburn would like to see this possession go into the fourth quarter.
Third down and 3. Traven Shaw comes wide to the near side of the field. They turn. They hand the ball off to the running back, Galicia. He's going to be wrapped up and stopped short at about the 34-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down and 2. Punting situation. Let's see if Shaw can uncork another 61-yarder here. He had the wind at his back on that one. Now he's kicking into a 10-mile-an-hour southeast wind. At least that's what it was. The flag isn't blowing much there. It was 10 miles an hour at kickoff tonight. So Traven Shaw The line of scrimmage, make note of this, is at the 33-yard line. Shaw stands at his own 20. Gets a good snap from center. Rush is coming. Shaw's got another good punt off. A fair catch is called for and made at the 39-yard line. And, boy, that was a little bit of an adventure there. An adventure for Josh Egbers. He called the fair catch and then had to dive forward on his knees and just catch that thing off the turf. Kind of misjudged it a little bit there.
Doesn't seem like it's blowing that much, but it gets up there.
Yeah,
big effect.
Flag's standing out pretty good right now. I think he caught a pretty good gust about the time he kicked that. Look at that flag. A minute ago it was hanging limp, but now it's standing straight out. All right, this is a big defensive series for your Bulldog defense. Loganview, first and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Truman Young is the quarterback. Wide outs to both sides. Hands the ball up the middle, and it's going nowhere. Didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, that Bulldog defense is tough in the middle. They're just collapsing. The running back carrying the ball was Justice Wiedemann, and Wiedemann had nowhere to go at all.
No, and they saw our junior Lance Binder and junior Grant Galicia in on the stop for the Bulldogs there. It's a big defensive stand here. We've got 15
yep.
seconds to go.
Loss of a yard on that carry. It'll bring up second down and 11. Line of scrimmage, the 38-yard line. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. They're not going to run another play here, I don't believe. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. After three quarters, the Auburn Bulldogs lead it 21-7. Auburn on top. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're enjoying Auburn Bulldog football on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, Auburn fans who decided not to make the trip here, the 100-mile-plus trip, you couldn't get here in person. We're glad you decided to join us tonight on Sunny 101.3 for some great football. It's 21-7, Auburn on top. Second down and 11 coming up for Loganview, working from their own 38-yard line. Young has the ball. He's back to pass. He's throwing down the right sideline deep, and the pass falls incomplete. Pass falls incomplete. Do they have one completion tonight? I'm trying to think.
Yes, one.
They caught one. Yep. Well, they've tried to throw it up there several times. They've even had receivers halfway open.
Yep.
Just not quite able to get the ball to drop in. That one falls incomplete, so it brings up second down and 11. As we said, John, this is a big defensive series for Auburn, having given up that touchdown a minute ago.
Third down.
Third down and 11. I stand corrected. Thank you, Tommy. Third and 11 with the line of scrimmage at the 38-yard line. Truman Young is your quarterback for Loganview. Wide receiver to the near side is Josh Egbers. Wide receiver split wide to the right with a full backfield. Now two receivers set in a slot to the left of the quarterback. Young has the snap. He wants to throw. Throws out to the left. The pass overthrown. His intended receiver, Grayson Krause. And Truman Young, the young sophomore quarterback, just hasn't had a whole lot of luck with delivering the football to his receivers.
No, he has not. You know, and he's thrown a pretty good ball. He's just been kind of off target here and there.
Probably his second varsity game of his career in high school
right.
as a sophomore. Last week they came up short to park it, 20-0. So now it's fourth down punting situation. That's Maverick Binder back waiting at the 22-yard line to return this punt. There's the snap. The punt's away. A low driver bounces in front of Binder at the 30. The 25 rolls inside the 25, and it'll be touchdown at the 23-yard line. And that's where the Auburn Bulldogs will begin this drive at their own 23, first and 10. 11 minutes, 41 seconds to play in the football game. Auburn on top, 21-7. The last score we had for you from Jug Brown Stadium, Fairbury and Fall City were tied at 15-all. Let's see if we can get an update on that. We've got, 22-15. Fall City is leading with 2:26 left to go in the third quarter. Thank you, Lori Gatula. Appreciate the updates. See, Lori, I do check your text messages sometimes. All right, first down and 10 from the 24-yard line. Back to pass, Nixon Ligori. He's got time. The ball popped out of there. I think Auburn fell on it near the 19-yard line. They're going to call that a fumble and a fumble recovery. Who got on it?
Jake Franklin.
Thank you for picking
right
that up.
Tackle.
The tackle was there to get on it, and he saved the day there. Franklin, where's number 61 down there, a junior? Right tackle, fell on that football. Loss on the play, brings up third down and about 15 yards to go. Second down and 15, I'm sorry. They'll put Trips to the left. Lone receiver wide to the right side over here is Peyton Bowden. Back to pass. They throw to Bowden on the right. He got away from one man and then wrapped up and dropped at the 21-yard line after a gain of only a yard. That was well played defensively there by Loganview. And you can feel a little bit of a momentum shift here to Loganview on this after that scoop. And I'm tempted to call it a scoop and score.
Right.
It was probably close to being that. But scoop of a fumble and a return to the four, which resulted in a score. 21-7, Auburn on top, but now they face third down and about 12 yards to go from their own 21-yard line. Ball on the right side, hash mark. The junior, Nixon Ligori, is the quarterback. Traven Shaw comes wide to the right. Wide to the left is Binder. Single setback is Taylor in the backfield. He sets on the right hip of Nixon Ligori. Ligori has the snap, fakes a handoff, keeps it himself, runs up the middle. He's got room to 25 to 30. He's at the 35. First down yardage across the 35 to the 37-yard line. First and 10, Nixon Ligori for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Josh Edberg's there for the stop for the Raiders.
How about that?
That's a big third down call, quarterback draw.
Yep, he took the draw play right up the center, picked up the first down. To the 37, I'm going to get two bottles of water for the drive home.
Yeah.
At the 37-yard line, first and 10 for the Auburn Bulldogs. Ligori, wide out to both sides. Slot man set to the left. Ligori turns, gives it off to Maverick Binder. He wants to duck inside. Binder with no place to go. They drop him right at the line of scrimmage. Binder wanted a face mask call. There's a flag coming in. He might have got it.
Yeah, Owen Rouse's helmets came off.
Yeah. Binder wanted a face mask call, and then a flag came in from upfield here from the back judge. Let's see what we got. Binder seemed pretty sure of himself that somebody had a hold of his face mask. Now the referee is going to talk it over with the rest of the striped shirts out here.
A lot of conversations tonight.
Working with four officials tonight? Aren't we? Isn't it typical?
There's the fifth one.
Oh, where's he at?
He's over on the sideline, by the way.
Oh, hiding over there in the evergreens.
Yeah.
Nice setting for a high school football field here.
That's beautiful.
Loganview High School. They're co-oping with Scribner Snyder, the Trojans. They stayed with the Raiders for their mascot. That's what Loganview was. Isn't Loganview Hooper, isn't this Jordan Larson's?
Yep.
Yeah, this is Jordan Larson, one of the best volleyball players, if not the best volleyball players ever in the NCAA. This is her home turf, Jordan Larson. I don't know where that came from in my mind. It just popped up all at once. Kind of had volleyball in the mind after that spectacle Wednesday night. Wasn't that something, Tommy?
That was amazing.
Who would have ever thought 92,000 people in that stadium? I loved when they replicated the tunnel walk for the volleyball girls. What a neat touch.
You know, and those girls deserve every minute of it.
You know, the neat part is there. They got UNK involved. They got Wayne State, UNO involved. You know, they kept all the money in the state.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure there was a nice little payday for all the other three schools that came in there. What a neat thing for volleyball. We're killing time because the officials are out here, again, having conversations with both head coaches. Now they're over here talking to Tony Jansen. And now they're marching off penalty yardage against Loganview. This will be the 15 yards. but the referee has never given us a signal.
Yeah, I think it's just a personal foul is all I saw.
That's what they're calling.
Yeah,
okay. Penalty yardage, 15 yards against Loganview, puts the football to the 48-yard line of the Raiders. Auburn will have it there first and 10, leading the game 21-7 with 9 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the football game. Nixon Ligori brings him up to the line of scrimmage. He puts a wide receiver to both sides. I think that's Traven Shaw clear across the way over there by Hooper. Right up the middle goes Maverick Binder. He'll get about 10 yards and close to a first down. I believe Binder may have got 10. If not, he's got 9.5. We'll see what kind of forward progress they give him on the spot. That's close to a first down. If they mark it where I think it should go, it should be a first and 10. Well, maybe not. He's going to back it up. It'll be just shy of the 38-yard line. It's going to be second down in inches. Look where they got the down mark.
Sure.
Second down in inches is what we got here. Football at the 38-yard line. Quarterback takes a snap, hands straight into the middle. Carrying the football, Brant Galicia. He'll get the first down. He's got the ball down to the between the 36 and 37-yard line is where they mark it. So it'll be first and 10 now for the Bulldogs. Auburn can 10 here just to keep it on the ground, leading 21-7 with 8:42 on the game clock and the clock running. Bulldogs wouldn't mind burning another 3 or 4 minutes on this drive.
Yeah, coaching with Tony Jansen for years. He's going to keep it on the ground and run some clock here.
At the 37-yard line, first and 10 Bulldogs, 37 of Loganview. Quarterback Nixon Ligori. Taylor is set behind him, the sophomore running back. They run the option, pitch it back to Taylor. The ball goes wide of the mark. Taylor scoops it up, still on his feet, breaking tackles, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he ends up losing a yard. Could have easily lost 5, and they've had a little bit of trouble on making that pitch. They're going to have to work on that timing a little, getting the ball from Nixon Ligori into the hands of the sophomore running back, Camden Taylor. Taylor got a good bounce on that. It bounced right back up into his hands.
One bounce right back into his hands.
Just one dribble.
Yep. You know, and I got to give Loganview some credit on this option. They're really just taking our quarterback out of it, and he's not ready for that pitch right away.
Yeah. Well, that touchdown fired these kids up from Loganview. You got to give them credit. They haven't. There's no quit in those Raiders. That's for sure. Second down and 12 from the 39-yard line. Nixon Ligori has the snap. Hands the ball up the middle. There goes Maverick Binder with running room. Binder the 30, the 25, the 20. Broke a tackle, the 15, the 10, and down to the 10-yard line goes Maverick Binder. It'll be a first and goal for the Bulldogs at the 10.
Wow. Great job by our right side offensive line, Lance Binder and Jake Franklin.
Maverick Binder spinning around out there like a top out of the defenders. I think he did at least 2 pirouettes going down through the defenders. And he puts the ball squarely on the 10-yard line. They can't get a first down without scoring a touchdown. So it's going to be first and goal from the 10 with 7:02 to play in the football game. Auburn on top, 21-7, and the Bulldogs down here threatening. Binder sets in a slot to the left. Traven Shaw splits wide to the left. The quarterback, Nixon Ligori, takes the snap. Ligori keeps it himself. Now throws the ball out to the left. Binder makes a reception. Binder fights inside the 10 down near the 8. Traven Shaw down there blocking for him. They'll get a gain of a couple on the play. And it's going to bring up second down and goal now from the 8-yard line for the Auburn Bulldogs. And the important thing for Auburn is that clock keeps running. 6 minutes, 29 seconds to play in the football game and the clock running down here.
Now, what is Traven Shaw's been out there blocking all night. Really good job.
Yeah, he's kind of just quietly going about his work out there, doing his job. Every once in a while, he kicks the ball a quarter of a mile. And doing a good job, though, blocking out there on that left side. All right. Spread set. 2 wideouts to each side of the field. Taylor in the backfield. Binder in motion left to right. Pitch the ball back to the trailing back. He cuts inside. That's Galicia. Inside the 5. Crashes down near the 2 or the 3. It'll be third down and short for the touchdown. Third and goal. Looks like the football's going to be spotted at about the 3-yard line.
Chase Silver's in on the tackle for the Raiders.
Third down and goal from the 3. Auburn up 21-7 with the clock running. 5.5 minutes. left to play in our football game tonight here at Logan View High School, northeast of Hooper, Nebraska. That's where we are. Do you pronounce it Hooper, I think, don't you? Hooper or Hooper?
Hooper.
Okay. There we go.
11th play of the drive here, Randy.
Third down and three. Liguori. No, direct snap running to the right side. Yeah, that's Liguori in for the touchdown. Liguori takes it in from 3 yards out. Nixon Liguori on the 3-yard run. Liguori on the run for the touchdown. This score comes with 5 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the football game in the fourth quarter. That pushes our score to 27-7. Craven Shaw is on for his fourth extra point attempt of the night. Nixon Liguori to hold. That was Liguori on the rush. Trying to do a little book work here before they kick this one. Now we wait for the snap from center for the conversion. Ball is down. The kick is up, and this one did not get there. A little low trajectory. I'm not sure the ball got down, and that one failed. So the score remains 27-7. Bulldogs on top, 5:11 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This Score and Drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
All right, listen to this, folks. That scoring drive, 11 plays, 77 yards, capped off with a 3-yard run by Nixon Liguori. The conversion failed. The score goes 27-7. Bulldogs on top with 5 minutes, 11 seconds left to play in the football game. It's kind of strange to see people putting jackets on out in the stands when we're just roasting in here. It's still got to be 100 degrees in this press box. There's a kick. Fielded at the 12. Return man 15, 20, 25. At the 30. Now they'll collapse on him and bring him down near the 35-yard line. A host of tacklers there waiting for that return man at the 35. And that's where Logan View will begin their drive, first and 10. From their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, Lance Binder in the stop for the Bulldogs on the kick return.
I think that was Egbers on the return that time. Josh Egbers, 170-pound junior, got the football out to the 35-yard line is where they'll mark it. The clock now is down to 5:03 to go. 27-7. Things looking pretty good for the Bulldogs here, but as we have found out, no lead is safe.
You're right.
In the game of football. I thought the Huskers were in pretty good shape.
I did too. Even our game last Saturday, they were up.
Yeah. Here we go. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. Running to the left and carrying the football. That's Justice Wiedemann. Tries to turn the corner. He'll get taken out of bounds after a gain of about 3 or 4 yards on the play. Looks like he's taken out of bounds around the 38-yard line. Give him a gain of 3. It'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go now for the Raiders.
Yeah,
next week,
you're Peyton Bowden on the sock.
Next week, the Auburn Bulldogs face the Wahoo Warriors. I believe that's in Auburn.
That's in Auburn, yeah.
Yeah, Wahoo comes to Auburn, and Norfolk Catholic comes here to Loganview. That'll be a tough one for the Raiders. Norfolk Catholic has been really good
past
years here.
Coach Feller's got them figured out up there.
Second down and 7 from the 38-yard line for the Raiders. Oh, look at this. They snapped the ball. Now Auburn fell on the ball. I'm not sure what took place. Obviously, the offensive backs weren't ready for the snap. The entire defensive line for Auburn came charging across. Apparently, the center picked up the football, and Auburn came across and hammered everybody. Then Auburn fell on the football that was still lying there on the line of scrimmage. And these poor referees have got another one they've got to try to sort out. I'm starting to feel for these guys because they've had some pretty strange happenings here tonight. Once again, we want to pass along our sincere thanks for the fine hospitality we've received here at Loganview. Ryan Rixling, the activities director, Matt Carlson, the head coach, They've been just wonderful to us up here. They had to round up a couple of hundred feet of extension cord in order to get power down to the north end zone for Auburn's end zone camera.
That's right.
Doing everything they can to accommodate us, and we appreciate that. All right, 5-yard penalty puts the ball back to the 33-yard line. It's second down and 12 yards to go now. Truman Young has the snap, looks down deep, has a receiver, but overthrown. His intended receiver downfield was looking for Owen Meyer, the senior, but that ball was a good 5 yards overthrown.
Yeah, it looked like the receiver thought it was going to be that he's going to sit down on the route. Quarterback had other decisions there.
So the incompletion brings the football back to the 33-yard line, where it'll bring up third down and 12 yards to go. Incompletion stops the clock with 4:51 to play in the football game. Again, if you're just checking in with us, 27-7 our score. Auburn on top here, looking to pick up their second win of this young football season. Truman Young with the full backfield, sets in the pocket. Throwing down the left sideline again. There's the receiver, the pass. Oh, he dropped the football in out of the hands of Josh Egbers. Egbers had a stride on the defenders. He was behind the coverage, Tommy, had him beat. The ball was right on the money, and Egbers just could not find the handle on it. And he's got to be wishing he had that one back.
You're right, Randy. That's boy. That was a really good ball. Had him wide open, beat the defense. Quite a score.
Yeah, Truman Young couldn't have laid that ball on the money right. any better. And you've got a feel for Josh Egbers. He just couldn't put it away. So that brings up a fourth down and 12 punting situation from the 33-yard line. Maverick Binder will be back. He hasn't had many opportunities to return these punts. And the punt's away. And it's off the side of the foot, going to go out of bounds. It'll be a short kick here. We'll see where they say it goes out. Now, the ref should walk down the sideline and mark this, but he hasn't been doing that tonight. Look at that.
Yeah.
He's just going to eyeball that and say, yeah, what about here?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the ball landed. Normally, you walk down the field and your
right.
back judge tells you when to stop, but they're refereeing 101 here. You know, I do a lot of officiating here from the press box.
Right, yeah.
Try not to do a lot of it, but interesting spot. It's kind of academic here. The ball's at the 42-yard line, 4:37 to go. Auburn up 27-7. Bulldogs with the football. Quarterback Nixon Liguori sets in the gun. Has the snap, turns, hands it off to Maverick Binder. Binder forward, midfield to put on. The 45, the 40. He's going to take it to the house. Maverick Binder will go 58 yards for the touchdown. 58 yards on the run for Maverick Binder. You could see the hole open up. And once he got some daylight, there wasn't anybody going to catch Maverick Binder. A 58-yard touchdown run. The touchdown coming with 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. And that puts Auburn on top now 33-7 as we line up for the extra point. Nixon Liguori will hold the ball in to kick it. Is that Traven Shaw who has been?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay. Ball's down. Shaw's kick is up. Lots of distance. Look at that one. It went sailing through there, and he got the conversion. And Nixon, or Traven Shaw, kicks a conversion, his fourth of the night. And that makes our score 34-7. The Auburn Bulldogs in command, plays and yards on that drive.
There was one play for 58 yards.
That's kind of what I thought. Maverick Binder, when he found some running room, he went off the right guard and tackle into the line. And they just kind of parted the sea, and you can see by the time he was 10 yards into the defense, you can see he was gone. I think you even said he's gone.
Yeah.
And it was just a matter then of watching him run it out and take it down this right sideline, took it all the way for the touchdown. I want to remind you, next Friday night, we'll have high school football here on Sunny 101.3, Johnson County Central. We'll be at Peru to take on Nebraska City Lords. I'll have the call for you. Also next Friday night on our sister station, KTNC. The Fall City Tigers will face Omaha Concordia, and that'll be played at Omaha, not far from where we are right now. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff over on KTNC. Lucas Freshel will have the call for you on that Fall City game. We're ready to kick it away here. Traven Shaw's had a busy night. He's gone 4 out of 5 on extra points. He's had 5, I think, with the opening 1-6 kickoffs here, maybe,
yep.
Something like that.
So that leg's going to be a little tired on the way home. Traven Shaw, a senior, he's a backup quarterback here for the Bulldogs, kicking specialist, wide receiver, kind of a jack of all trades here. Here's his kick. Ball is kicked deep, fielded at the 7. Return man to the 10, the 15, to the 20. Down the right sideline, the 25, across the 30, and stopped short of the 35-yard line on the return. I have to wait until they unstack it over there. I think the return man that time
won.
Was Wiederman, Justice Wiederman. His return gets the football to the 34-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. But now the clock is down to 4:17 to go. Our score, 34-7, the Auburn Bulldogs on their way to their second win. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show at the end of the broadcast. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring and how it went in tonight's ballgame. Over the football come the Logan View, Scribner-Snyder Raiders. Truman Young, the quarterback, pitches it back to his trailing back who runs to the left side. He's got a little running room. Traven Shaw hits him on the sideline. Still on his feet is Justin Wiedemann. And he's got the football clear down inside the 45, the 35 to the 34-yard line.
Oh, no.
Got a flag back up the field here. Let's see a sideline warning on Auburn now.
Yep.
We had one a while ago. I believe that sideline warning earlier was on the Raiders. So Auburn's being cautioned to stay off the field here.
Yeah, down the play there for the Bulldogs, Landon Krause.
All right, mark the football at the 34-yard line of Auburn. These Loganview kids, they don't give up. They're down 34-7, 4:06 to go, and they're playing like they're down by a score. Running hard. They'll come over the football. Quarterback is Truman Young with a full backfield. He has the snap. Hands the ball off to the big running back. Off the right side with running room on his feet. The 25, at the 20, at the 15, the 10, the 5, near the goal line. Now a flag is thrown in. Carrying the football was Braden Watkin. Watkin got inside the 5-yard line. There was a flag thrown out near the 10. That's just about going to have to be some kind of a blocking infraction, you would assume.
Now, it looks like you're going to spot him at the 10.
Okay, thank you very much. Our producer engineer for tonight's broadcast, doing a great job, is Ray Penning. Go ahead. Oh, sure. Thank you, gentlemen. Talking about the great hospitality, and on cue, they bring hot dogs and hamburgers. How about that? Thank you, sir. Very kind. Ryan Richling, the AD here at Logan View, taking good care of us. You can always count on the Bobcats to take care of you.
That's right.
All right, let's see what we're going to have on the field here. Holding is the call on Logan View. Oh, man, that hamburger smells good.
It does.
Holding is going to be the call. Penalty yardage puts the ball outside the 20, out near the 22-yard line, which is going to be first and 10 now for Logan View. Truman Young, wide receiver, wide right. Three running backs in the backfield with him. Gives it to Woken again. He runs to the left. Running tough. He'll be tackled and dropped at around the 17-yard line. Who got him?
That's junior Landon Krause on the tackle.
Krause makes the stop on him. So they mark the football near the 16 or 17-yard line. Ryan Richling, being a nice guy, brings cheeseburgers and hot dogs into us, and they smell delicious. Our buddy to our left enjoying his. Second down and 5. Throw a pass toward the end zone. The pass is caught.
Dropped it again.
And he dropped it. Oh, my goodness. It looked for all the world like he had the catch. I even called it a completion. Down there on the receiving end of that was Josh Egbers, and that poor young man has had a tough time tonight trying to catch the football. Again, I want to give Truman Young credit. He laid the ball on the money.
Great
it was
pass.
Right there. Yeah.
Great back shoulder pass.
Incompletion. I thought he caught it. Out to the 17-yard line is where they bring the ball back. Third down and 5. Third and 5, Truman Young takes the snap, pitches it back to his trailing back. They'll try to run wide to the left side this time. Breaking the tackles, and he'll take it in for the touchdown.
Got a flag. Got a flag.
A flag is thrown. Justin Wiedemann took it in for the TD from 17 yards out, but a flag is thrown back upfield, and it's probably going to come back.
Yeah, I think they got him for a crackback blindside block.
Boy, the Raiders have had a tough go of it here. When they do get a little bit of a spark, then that penalty flag comes out.
Some of the yellow and blue clad fans starting to express a little displeasure here with the officials. These refs have had a rough night tonight. They've had several unique situations. I don't think it affected the outcome of the ball game, but there's been. And now they're going to have another meeting of the minds out here between the officials. Coach Tony Jansen calling some of his players over to visit with him. What do we got? A player coming out of the ball game?
Yeah, I think Landon Krause is coming out. He was the one that took that block.
He's leaving, but the penalty yardage is being marched off against Loganview. By the way, this is all happening with 3:07 left to play in our football game. Our score 34-7. Auburn in command in this contest with just a little more than 3 minutes left to play. The penalty yardage will negate the touchdown. Not only will nullify the touchdown, but it'll bring the ball all the way out to the 37-yard line where it'll be third down and 25 yards to go. Third down and a quarter of a mile for the Raiders. Young has the ball, throwing down the right sideline. The receiver's there, but he overthrows him. Down near the 5-yard line, falls incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth down and 25.
Yeah, on the coverage there for the Bulldogs, he's kind of blanketed by Brenton Winslow and Nixon McGorry.
Fourth and 25 from the 37-yard line. They need to get it down to the 12 for first down yardage. The pass incompletion stops the clock with 3:01 to go. And Auburn would just like to get their hands on the football, maybe run some twos and threes in there and let them run some clock. Good opportunity to get a lot of young men with some varsity playing minutes here in this last 3 minutes of the ball game. Let's see what the Raiders come up with. Loganview breaks the huddle and comes over the football. Truman Young puts a wide receiver to the left, also a wide out to the right. Three running backs, now they move into the slots. As Truman Young calls his starting count, a man comes in motion right to left. Young looks to the left. He wants to run with the football. Now tucks it, goes down the left sideline, and he'll be taken out of bounds on the left sideline, well short of the first down, down around the 20-yard line, and Auburn will take possession of the football on downs. They'll have it first and 10, starting from about their own 23-yard line. Coming over there to knock him out of bounds were the Bulldogs.
Lance Binder came in there and knocked him out.
Is that who it was? Binder that got him? All right, first and 10 for the Bulldogs. Tommy, I may need some help here.
Yeah, we got to have a lot of substitutions here.
Let's see what we've got checking in. Who's their backup? Will it be, will you see Shaw at quarterback? Or
no, I think, Brenton Winslow, I think, will be our quarterback.
Yeah, Brenton Winslow, a sophomore, will be your quarterback. We'll try and get a bunch of these players ID'd. Crew Galizia is in as a wide receiver. I'll just let you read down the list here and ID all of them you can find.
Yeah, we got number 16, Isaiah Moyers, coming in at receiver.
You know what I did there, Tommy? That gives me a chance to drink water.
That's right. They're all kind of bunched up here. I can't see.
I give them a little bit of a water break here. The officials are giving them time to get the subs in. The clock is down to 2:52 to go. Our score 34-7. The Auburn Bulldogs on their way to their second win of this young football season after picking up a 20-19 win at home over Boys Town. Next week, Wahoo, the Warriors, will come to town. All right, here come the Bulldogs over the football. Brenton Winslow is the quarterback. Winslow has the snap. Turns, gives off to his running back. Not a whole lot of running room there as he goes down.
That's number 22 sophomore, Riley Dickerson.
Okay, Dickerson carrying the football was the running back. Let's just worry about covering our Auburn kids now and get them all ID'd.
Right.
We can pick up as many as we can to see who's in the ballgame.
Center, we got J.J. Kreitzer. Left guard, we've got Noah Hanley. Right guard.
There's Tabor Rockmaker.
Tabor Rockmaker
checks in. Is that really Tabor or is that a typo?
Nope, it's Tabor.
Well, maybe that was Taylor. Okay. All right, two wide receivers wide to the left. Your quarterback, Winslow, throws the ball out to the left. The pass has got to be complete. Upfield to the 20, the 25, and the 30. Making the reception is that Bowden?
Nope, that's Tabor Rademacher.
Okay, Rademacher. Number 6, a freshman, made that reception. So now the football, with a gain of 7 on that reception by Rademacher, the football is spotted at the 29-yard line, third down and 3 yards to go.
And Isaiah Moyer bringing in the play here.
a lot of freshmen maybe seeing their first varsity action here. All right, a wide receiver wide to the left side is Colt Zentner. Wide to the left, quarterback has a snap, trying to turn it upfield. No place to go there for Brenton Wenzel. As he's taken down at about the 27, it'll bring up fourth down, 5 yards to go, and looks like Traven Shaw will trot out there to kick it away and punt the ball. Looks like they're going to put their first team punting team back onto the field here, Tommy.
Yeah, timeout Loganview.
All right, timeout taken on the field with 1:03 to go in the ball game. Auburn on 34-7. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
My name is Randy Gatula, Tommy Grafton alongside here tonight, Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, and the three of us, thank you for joining us for high school football tonight on Sunny 101.3. Stay with us for the postgame show. Traven Shaw stands back at his 10-yard line to wait for the snap to punt the ball out of there. Shaw's had a busy night, including a 61-yarder he uncorked earlier. Shaw gets the kick away. Another boomer. Backs the return man all the way to the 28-yard line. He's up to the 30, the 35, the 40, 45 midfield, the 50, across the 50, the 40. Still on his feet. Broke a tackle at the 35, and somebody put an end to that. He was doing some really fun things. And then in game, Traven Shaw, the kicker. Who else was in on that? That was quite a hit.
Oh, Shaw. Oh, Matt Binder and Colt Clark also in there on the hit.
He was doing well, and then somebody put an end to it with authority. So it'll be first and 10 now for the Raiders. They have the football at the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs. 34-7 your score. There are 46 seconds left to play. Let's see, has Loganview gone to a bunch of subs also?
I think so. I think there's some of them.
They're all 14. We'll see. Grayson Krause is a running back. He's been seeing action. No, they've still got their starting quarterback in Young. Yeah, these are still the starting offense here. Well, we got people jumping off, making contact. Now, here we finally get a flag. The right tackle, defensive tackle, came across and made contact and pointed at the Loganview player the whole time, which is what you're taught to do.
Yep.
What are they going to do here? Nothing?
He called an offside.
On Auburn?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to cost the Bulldogs 5 yards and put the football down to the 30-yard line, and that'll be first and 5. All this is happening with 46 seconds to play.
We got guys on the field here, Randy.
Yeah. Young. What on earth is taking place now?
Well, call the timeout. We got a timeout.
Well, they came up to the line of scrimmage,
right,
and Auburn had their whole team in a huddle on
the
field.
Right.
All right, we'll step aside for 30 seconds. Bulldog football on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
Randy Gatula, Tommy Grafton, back with you here at Loganview High School, a co-op Loganview, Scribner Snyder, the Raiders. Loganview with the football, first and 5 at the 30-yard line of the Auburn Bulldogs. They have their first team offense in there. Truman Young is the quarterback. Young has the snap. He's going to run with the football. Takes it up the middle. Ooh, hit and wrapped up and dropped.
Nice looking tackle there for the Bulldogs. 22 or 23. Now we got a flag comes in. Making that stop, it was either Dickerson or McLaughlin. Which
Caden
one?
McLaughlin. Caden McLaughlin on the stop.
Caden McLaughlin, a sophomore. Let's see what this flag is going to be. Came in well after the play. Was it because of a little celebration after the tackle, or what in the world? There was a gain on the play of about four.
Horse collar tackle.
A horse collar, okay. Well, I wouldn't argue with that. It looked like it. Yeah, he was tackled with authority, that's for sure. So it'll be a horse collar. Oh, nice to get one more flag on the turf here.
Hopefully, if you took the overs on the flags, you're winning.
Down to 34 seconds to go. Again, we invite you to stay with us for the postgame show. A rundown of the scoring will let you know how this game transpired. Penalty yardage puts the ball down to the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Raiders at the 15 of the Auburn Bulldogs. Truman Young is the quarterback. They still have all the first-team offense in there, I believe. Running back behind him is Justice Wiedemann. Truman Young, two wideouts to either side of the field. Young calling his starting count. First and 10 from the 15. Wants to throw the ball toward the end zone. Ball is popped up in the air and knocked loose. Good defense there on the part of the Bulldogs.
I think the lead
defender
for Tracy Brown.
Who got him? I thought I saw 15.
16. I say a Moyer.
Okay, Moyer, a freshman. Came up, incompletion, brings up second down and 10. That stops the clock with 29 seconds to go. And, you know, you can't blame Loganview. They'd like to put some points on the board here.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
In the late going, get a little bit of momentum going into that big matchup with Norfolk Catholic next week. Truman Young has the Raiders huddled up out at the 22-yard line. The clock stopped with the incompletion, so they've got time to get up there. Second down at 10. Ball at about the 13 or 14-yard line. Call it the 14. Truman Young puts a wide receiver wide to the right, has a single back behind him, wants to throw, pump fake, now throws to the left side. Ball falls incomplete down near the end zone. That incompletion will stop the clock again with 25 seconds to go.
Crew Galizia on the coverage here for the Bulldogs.
Crew Galizia right there with the intended receiver. The ball popped out of there and falls incomplete. Long drive home, 100 miles plus back to Auburn. I'm going to guess right at 115, somewhere in there.
Yeah, Auburn, about an hour and 55 minutes.
Yeah, to Hooper. All right. Third down, 10 yards to go from the 14-yard line. Young has the snap. Pitches back to his trailing back. They're going to try to run the left side, the 10, the 5, and taken out of bounds is Braden Wapkin. Wapkin is their big 205-pound running back. Who came up and got him?
That was Wyatt Tanner with the
Bulldogs, I think, with all twos in there right now on defense.
Yeah.
It's a second-team defense. He went out of bounds. That stops the clock with 19 seconds. Boy, this last minute is taking a half hour to play here. All right. Fourth down and about 2 yards to go. The line of scrimmage just outside the five. Fourth and two from just outside the five. Quarterback Truman Young on fourth down. Has the ball, pitches back to the right side. The running back cuts inside. He's going to score for the touchdown from the 6-yard line. Justice Wiedemann from the 6. And that'll be a 6-yard touchdown run by Wiedemann here to kind of wind things down. Wiedemann with his first score of the night. That gives a chance to fire up the band here at Loganview. The score comes with just 12 seconds left to play in the football game. Plays and drives there.
We have 6 plays for 35 yards.
All right. Now we'll have the try for the conversion attempt. Who we got kicking, Tommy?
Look at the 18. Jaden Wapkin.
Okay, waiting for the snap. The ball is down. The kick is going to be short. The kick fails. And our score remains 34-13 with 12 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class.
take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This Scoring Drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tosh Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Now that Scoring Drive put up against the number two defense here for Auburn was a six-play, 35-yard drive, capped off with a six-yard run by Justice Wiedemann. The conversion attempt failed, and that moved our score to 34-13 with just 12 seconds left to play in the football game. And now the Raiders get set to kick it away. It looks like we've got 11 new clean jerseys in there on this kickoff team. Not sure what Auburn is doing. Do they have – no, they've still got their return men back there. Looks like Maverick Binder is going to be waiting to return this thing. On the far side, that's Binder, I'm pretty sure. Waiting for the kick here. Only 12 seconds left to play. Bulldogs will be able to down the ball, take a knee, and this thing will be over. Here comes the kick. A short end over ender. Binder runs under, picks it up, and just falls on the ball for 31. He was under instructions not to return that.
Yes, you can see that. Yep.
That was the sportsmanlike thing to do there by Maverick Binder. In all probability, 34-13 should be our final score here. Our clock is down to 12 seconds. All Auburn needs to do here is take a knee, and this thing's over. I don't know who the Bulldogs are.
It looks like they're going to have their starters out there just to take a knee.
Okay, that's what they're doing. Auburn will come over the football, first and 10. The ball's at the 31-yard line. It looks like they got Draven Shaw in the quarterback. Shaw's going to take this snap in shotgun formation. Waiting for the snap. He's got the ball, takes a knee. And there is, no, that wasn't Shaw. That was in there. That was the glory. And there is your football game. Your final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 34 and Loganview 13. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show. You've been enjoying Auburn Bulldogs football on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Harvest is almost upon us, which means there will be large, slow-moving equipment on the roads. Here are some tips from the Nemaha County Hospital to keep motorists and farmers safe. Slow down immediately when you see farm equipment ahead of you. It doesn't take long to catch up to them. Keep a safe distance to allow more visibility for you and the operator. Be patient and pass with caution. Passing is one of the leading causes of accidents. We wish everyone a safe and successful harvest. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The postgame show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them at highlandcc.edu.
Well, first of all, we'll give you a final from Fall City tonight at Jug Brown Stadium. The Fall City Tigers with a big win over Fairbury. Your final, Fall City 29 and Fairbury 15. So congratulations to Jack Banger and the Fall City Tigers on their big win tonight over Fairbury. Here at Loganview, the Auburn Bulldogs pick up their second win of the season, 34-13 with the win. Looking at the scoring and how it went, Brent Galitzi opened with a pair of touchdowns in the first half, one from 21 yards out, another from 1 yard out. In both occasions, Traven Shaw kicked the conversion, and Auburn held a 14-0 lead. Late in the first half, with just 40 seconds to go, Nixon Liguori completed a 15-yard touchdown pass to Maverick Binder. Again, Traven Shaw kicked the extra, and at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs were up 21-7. In the third quarter, Nixon Liguori, a 3-yard touchdown run, capped an 11-play, 77-yard drive. Conversion failed. The score went 27-7. Bulldogs in command. With 4:26 to go in the ball game, a 58-yard touchdown run by Maverick Binder. One play, 58 yards on that drive. The conversion was good by Shaw, and the score was 34-7. Then in the final seconds of the ball game, 12 seconds to play in the contest, Justin Wiedemann, going against the twos here for Auburn, scored a 6-yard touchdown carry that topped off a 6-play, 35-yard drive. The conversion failed, and your final point, the Auburn Bulldogs, 34 and Loganview 13. With the win, the Bulldogs improved their record to 2-0 now. They defeated Boys Town last week 20-19. Tonight 34-13 here over Loganview. Up next, the Wahoo Warriors will come to Auburn next Friday night. This wrap up and this post-game show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Contact them at highlandcc.edu. Well, Tommy Grafton, a good job again tonight. We appreciate you being alongside to help us. Your thoughts on this Bulldog team?
Yeah, they, you know, going into the year, I think there were some questions on the offensive line with only returning really two starters. I got to give the offensive line a ton of credit tonight. Loganview came out and kind of punched them in the mouth a little bit, but they got after it and really showed some backbone here.
All right. Well, thank you for your help, Tommy. A great job as usual. Now you've got two games under your belt.
That's right.
How about that?
A lot of fun.
All right, Randy. That's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For Ray Penning, our producer engineer, for Tommy Grafton here in the broadcast booth, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 34, the Loganview Raiders 13. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Sunny 101.3.
With school starting soon, NECAP, as an increase to reach partner, wants to help share information about